preparation, so we're hoping that's come to the end of its tether, and we're still a very progressive filly. She's got a good barrier with a good jockey. There's no reason why she can't be hard to beat today.
And just quickly on Brisbane, Preferment and McCreary in race 7?
Yeah, Preferment, he's obviously a seriously classy horse with 4 Group 1s to his name, and not just any Group 1s. You know, they've been really time-honoured events, so he hasn't raced for a little while. He's just been waiting for a drier track, but as a result, I think he's actually really come back to us well, and he's just really thriving and enjoying his work. I think having not come under pressure for quite some time, he's just really taking pleasure through sprinting through the line. So if he can do that today and he's back to his best, then obviously he'll run a very strong race. 1800 is a touch short of his best, but in 2 weeks in the Doomben Cup, it'll be very hard to beat, I'd imagine.
And your two fillies, Dawn Wall and Invincibella, in the bracelet race 4.
Yes, sorry, I will just go just quickly on McCreary.
Oh, sorry, yep.
So he's obviously, he's a model of consistency. He's a gutsy little horse. Back to weight for age as opposed to a handicap does make things harder for him, but he's obviously a top class performer in his own right, and we'd hope that he can get a lovely run with a great local jockey.
Mm. And what about those other two, particularly Dawn Wall?
Dawn Wall, obviously, the barrier is less than ideal, but we'll just have to pretty much leave it up to Hugh, see how the track's playing through the day. She's very tractable and sensible filly, so I'd imagine with Hugh's thoughts would be that it doesn't really matter where you have her in terms of, she's not going to over-race. She's going to conserve energy through the mid-stages. And whilst, to me, she looks the class filly in the race.
Beauty.
Thanks, no, Charlie, going through all of them, mate. They're running everywhere, as we expect. Good luck with all of them.
Thank you very much.
Good luck tomorrow.
Charlie Duckworth there, and good luck tomorrow, yeah, particularly there going in an Ironman. All right, Daron, come back to you shortly. Let's jump straight into the scratchings for Rose Hill. It's a good 4, penetrometer 4.68 in the rail, true. Race 1, take out 1, Silence, 3, Dahad, 4, Dissolution, 7, Lord Cecil, 11, Smart 80, and 15, She Knows. 1, 3, 4, 7, 11, and 15. Race 2, number 7, Superoo, number 7. The third, number 1, Invincibella. 5, Tumultuous. 11, Blanco Cara. And 15, McPhee Lass. 1, 5, 11, and 15. Race 4, number 1, Zumbalina. 2, I Thought So. 7, Military Machine. And 11, Pound Sterling. 1, 2, 7, and 11. Race 5, number 1, Savaro, number 1. Race 6, 3, Pirate Ben, and 17, El Cid. 3 and 17 out of race 6. Race 7, 1, Pornichet, and 2, Sons of John, 1 and 2. Race 8, number 2, Paint, 4, Lord Von Costa, 6, Girl Sunday, and 7, Kenny Essent. 2, 4, 6 and 7. And race 9, 5, Rolito, and 17, Zoo Magic, 5 and 17. To Newcastle, fine and a soft 5. The rail at 5.5 metres there. Race 1, take out 3, Keetering, 4, Suleimani, and 9, Katana. 3, 4, and 9. Race 2, number 1, Mr. Tickets, number 1. Races 3 and 4 are clear. And the last of the scratchings at Newcastle are in race 5. 2, Numerate, 8, Graciousness, and the emergencies 15 and 16. 2, 8, 15 and 16 out of race 5. And they're the only scratchings for Newcastle. We've got Mudgee racing today in country New South Wales. And let's have a look at that. It's fine and a good 3. Fine, a good 3. And the rail is true. Race 1, take out number 5. Race 2, the scratching is number 6. The third, take out 4 and 5. Race 4 at Mudgee, the scratchings are 2 and 4. Race 5, number 15. Race 6, the scratchings are 5, 6 and and 8, and race 7, take out 11, 12, 17 and 18. That's Mudgee today, a full tab program in country New South Wales. We go to Flemington in Melbourne. They're expecting some showers from around 11 o'clock onwards. At the moment, the track's a good 4, but just monitor that after mid-morning today. 19 of them out. Race 1, number 2, Master of Arts, and 11, El Rue, 2 and 11. Race 2, number 9, O'Kieran's Secret, number 9. The 3rd, number 7, She's Dashing, 14, Schumer, and 15, Temple of Bell, 7, 14 and 15. Race 4, 6, Rose of Virginia, and 11, Deja Blue, 6 and 11. Flemington Race 5, number 11, Miss Ieno, and 10, Nina's Ballerina, 5 and 10. Race 6, number 12, Royal Butterfly, number 12. Race 7, number 11, Tantab Beauty, number 11. Race 8, 3, Reldas, and 14, Dance with Fontaine, 3 and 14. And Race 9, 2, Grand Dreamer, 8, Gusso, 11, Shintano, and the Emergency, 17 and 18. 2, 8, 11, 17 and 18. So it's a good 4, close to a good 3, but some showers forecast in Melbourne from around 11 this morning. So, as I say, keep an eye on that. To the Gold Coast, they had 2 millimetres of rain this morning in track work, a good 4 still, weather overcast and a penetrometer of 4.5. Race 1, number 9, Don't Tease Me, at 11, Nakoni Lagira, 9 and 11. Race 2, number 8, Divine Centura, at 11, Cornrow, 8 and 11. The 3rd is clear. Race 4, number 4, Oklahoma Girl, and the Emergency, 16, 17 and 18. Race 5, number 6, Steel Zip, number 6. Gold Coast Race 6, number 6, Savannah Amore, 9, Invincible Express, and 13, My Little Flicker, 6, 9 and 13. Race 7, number 8, Articus, and 9, Shoreham, 8 and 9. And Race 8, 4, Tactical Advantage, 6, Guard of Honour, and 17, With a Promise. That's 4, 6 and 17. That's the information for the Gold Coast. We'll monitor that weather again through the day. And Morfordville, 2 Group 1s today with the Schweppes Oaks and the Robert Sangster. It's a good 4 this morning, penetrometer 5.42. And these scratchings are interim. The first 2 races are clear. Race 3, number 7, Mzara, number 7. The 4th clear. Race 5, number 5, Turbo Miss. 8, Van Dancer. And 14, Storms are Brewing. 5, 8 and 14. And the last interim scratching is in race 6, number 12, Something More. Race 6, number 12. And for our Sky Sports Radio listeners, Peter Ellis will preview Morfordville this morning at 11 o'clock. That's in 3 hours' time. In a moment, we'll start looking at Rose Hill.
Whether it's race previews, the market movers, or breaking racing news, you can rely on Sky Sports Radio.
The other one I got my eye on here is Shillelagh, who nothing's gone right for in a few runs for this stable, number 10.
My belief is that John O'Shea and Godolphin will be parting ways in the near future. Neither party want to say anything.
If it's racing you want, it's racing you get. Racing you get. Here on Sky Sports Radio.
May is 5% extra discount month at astymeter.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. This May, use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at astymeter.com.au.
Are you ready for the 2017 Darley Scone Cup Carnival?
Friday, May 12, features the Cup, the English 2-year-old challenge and the Noel Leckie Country Cup.
Saturday the 13th is highlighted by the English 3-year-old Guineas, Emirates Park Dark Jewel Classic and 4 listed races. Plus fashion and fun galore.
Book your hospitality package or race day tickets now at sconeraceclub.com.au and beat trackside for City Class Racing Country Style, May 12 and 13.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer the opportunity to own and race the half-brother to champion three-year-old Whoopi Got You. Our colt is by sensational sire Fastnet Rock from Temple of Peace, a stakes place winner of three races. Whoopi Got You was a dual Group 1 winner of 10 races, including the Alumba Stakes, Caulfield Guineas, and won over $3.25 million. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the Fastnet Rock half to Whoopi Got You. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $185,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, this is Racing HQ on a Saturday. Sky Sports Radio, Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Racing One are with us. We're going to be previewing Rosehill Gardens in just a moment with the first race out there at 11:40 this morning, the last at 4:45. As I say, looking forward to Rosehill this afternoon, and it's Racing HQ on Sky One, Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward, is with us. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. What have you got for us today?
Andrew, out of the third race, Black on Gold, as it was improving in the race at Ram with 22nd of April, lost its running about the 200-metre mark when it was crowded. We see pressure from the outside, and whilst the field form shows it finished last in a field of six, paid to get that run. It was certainly starting to make ground when it struck that interference. Out in the fourth race, Andrew, Nickabell, Wyong on the 19th of April, just went 13 in the lead and consequently was left without a finishing effort. That being that, it was only beaten two lengths when finishing second, fifth to Radical Impact, and a Norton bit goes on Nickabell today, so that might assist it in settling. In the same race to Karakini at Ramwick, 22nd of April, race very keen in the middle stages, but then it was held up for clear running and it couldn't be tested to about the 150-metre mark, and it found the line quite nicely after that, beaten just on 2.5 lengths when finishing fourth to Gibraltar Girl. In the fifth, Better Not Blue at Hawkesbury on the 29th of April, it was held up making the turn in the early part of the straight and probably didn't get out until about the 100 metres. It found the line very strongly as well, beaten a length and three quarters behind Lanciato. And two to mention in race seven, Andrew Astonomous pulled up with thumps after the JRA played at Ramwick on the 15th of April. We've received the appropriate veterinary clearances for it, and also Happy Henna connections there indicate that it didn't handle the heavy or the shifting track conditions at Ramwick on that same day in the JRA plate. It was beaten nine lengths by the top of my list, but they're probably the ones most relevant to mention, Andrew.
And just with Happy Henna, Mitch Bell, it's been well documented, but just in case, he rides a kilo over.
Yeah, that was released shortly after the acceptances were put out. There's no real senior rider available at the weight, so we gave stable permission for him to ride 1 kilo over.
Okay. Good on you, Mark. Thanks very much for your time, mate.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ron Duffersey, of course, is with us. And so too from the tally and from the Big Sports Breakfast weekend, Ray Thomas. Morning to you, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Good morning, everyone. And looking forward to Rose Hill today and hopefully find a few winners. And well done, boys, on getting Henry Plumtree this morning. That was a terrific interview. I think he cleared up a few misconceptions there, didn't he?
He certainly did. He put it out there, and now we just wait and see what happens. Mm. Righto, Glenn Munsey. I'll just check Glenn's there from tab.com.au. Back from Wagga. Morning to you, Muns.
Oh, morning again, Andrew. Beautiful night's sleep last night. Slept all the way through. No alarms or anything like that.
And, no fire alarms like we had Thursday night.
No fire alarms, and I didn't have to encounter any nude bodies in the hallway or anything like that. But you had to. But we got home all right last night. Thanks, Corey Brown. Started off the beer buying at the airport. Thank you very much, Cor. And Tommy Berry chimed in, and I'll tell you what, the boys, they were hungry. There was chips and chocolates and toasted sandwiches there.
Don't be saying that. The trainers will be starting to blow up.
Oh, no. Well, they hadn't eaten anything all day.
No, I understand. Yeah. All right, we're running late, so we better hook into it here. First race, and we should mention, Glenn, it's Sydney Markets Day.
Yeah, and the first race is the Fresh for Kids. Andrew, at Rose Hill today, what about being on a good track in the city? We've got the toppy here, Silence is out, no deduction. Madame Moustache is an $11 chance. Adam Ironis there, he got rubbed out yesterday at Wagga, poor old Adam. Dar Hat is out, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Dissolution out, no deduction. Ipso facto for the Wagga Gold Cup winning jockey, Rachel King at $14. Leo Gang at $14. Lord Cecil came out yesterday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place.
Oh, hang on.
Might have lost Glenn.
Cast.
Pepsi Max coming out of him.
We're absolutely cast.
Yeah. Oh, dear, tell you what.
I was going to say, you sounded fresh.
Yeah. that person knocking at the door, I'm all right. Manipulate, sorry, boys, $9.50. Poetic Charmer at $7. Siam, with the winkers on, at $7.50. Smart 80 came out on Thursday, 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Viridine is a $5.50 chance. Blonde Intuition at $4.80. Envy of All, $4.40, and that price makes it favourite. And the bottom one, She Knows, was scratched from Wagga and also scratched here, 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Most popular runner, as Ronnie alluded to earlier in the program, is the first starter, Poetic Charmer. $21 first up, was into 10 and then into 7, and it's gone up 7 this morning. Second pick, dollar-wise, is Viridine. Third pick is Manipulate. And then the bottom two. So it's a pretty good betting race, the first race.
Yeah, I can understand that. It looked a good race on paper, and even with the scratchings, it doesn't still holds up okay. Speed, Blonde Intuition can go forward from an inside draw. Envy of All or Box Seat Manipulate showed speed in the trial.
Yeah, I'm with Envy of All here, Ronnie. I thought she did enough at Ondebu at Canterbury to suggest she was a filly with a good future. She was well back that day, and she had to chase the very fast Pinball, got the better of it, and just got blouse late by Regent. That nice Godolphin colt who'll be very hard to beat in the stakes race at the Gold Coast today. So, look, there's good form out of that Canterbury race. She's a progressive filly, got the right gait, should get the perfect run, and she'll be there for a long way, the 14, Envy of All. Look, I thought the 10, Siam did enough at Randwick first up. He had it coming through on the inside there in the race where the Mighty Fed swooped down late to beat Debonairly, and Siam made a bit of a dash at the leader Debonairly, but probably got bogged down close to the fence. Was a good solid effort. He'll improve off that. 13, Blonde Intuition, terrific on debut at Hawkesbury, very professional. She'll jump and lead from that inside gate. 5, Ipso Facto, resuming here, show promise last prep. Did win a recent Warwick Farm trial impressively. Was ridden out to catch Barbecue, but Barbecue's come out and won well on debut. So he's a nice type Ipso Facto. I'm not ruling out the first starters, Ronnie, because there's booms on a couple of these, particularly Leo Gang and Poetic Charmer. But in the first 14, Envy of All on top for mine. 14, 10, 13 and 5.
Look, I was taken with the two trials of Viridine, number 12. Look, I know he was unextended, and you don't know until you put pressure on him. But, I got what I wanted to hear out of Henry about the horse this morning, so it gives me a lot more confidence about him. I think he looks very smart. I'll lean his way. I think James Cummings' horse is the danger, Envy of All, now that he's had the hit out, and obviously beaten by a nice type in Regent there at her debut. So she'll be a toughened up from that run there that day. Of the others, 10 Siam with race experience, just paraded with a little bit more to come there first up. And best of the rest is Leo Gang, another one who looks a talented horse judging by his trials. Intriguing little race, but I'm keen on 12, 14, 10 and 6.
Darren Flindell, our race caller, likes the 12 as well. Viridine at $5.50 to be 10, 14 and 13. 12, 10, 14 and 13 in the first for Darren. Race 2, Glenn Superoo ran went okay at Wagga yesterday or the day before. It scratched out of the Tab Highway.
Yeah, and speaking of Tab Highways and Wagga, Andrew, Thursday's winner, Hey Now, I think you'll find its next start will be in a Tab Highway for Matty Dale. Yep. It's now a Class 3 horse. But today's Tab Highway is a Class 2 over 1,200 metres, and the toppy here is Leave Your Number for Timmy McIntosh at Musselbrook, a $9 chance. Atlantic Sentinel at $6. Loves a Hassle at $5. We've got Viscount Lad at $13. Running Broke, I know that feeling, at $9. Academy Hill at $14. Superoo's out, 3 cents a win and nothing the place. Luna Duchess favourite for Brett Kavanagh at $3.40. Buddy Honest at $21. O'Lordy at $8. And Tudor Sunrise is a $35 chance. Not one of the most vigorous betting races of the day, but easily the best supported runner here is Luna Duchess. Went up 460 with Superoo in the race as a $13 chance. Was 460 into 380. Was $3.40 yesterday and remains at that quote now. Second pick is Daylight.
For a 1,200 metre race, it's slow. I think the only two go forward horses here are the favourite, Luna Duchess, and maybe Academy Hill underneath it.
Yeah, she'll be up on the speed making her own luck, won't she, here on Luna Duchess. She just ticks all the boxes for mine. Her two runs back have been excellent. She almost ran down a tearaway leader there at Muswellbrook. She was strong late in that race, carrying a big weight. Today she's going to get that lovely run. I'll probably tuck in behind Academy Hill, I reckon, Ron. And look, she showed last spring when she just got beaten in a Tab Highway at Randwick when Yarkovy should have won that race, that she's up to this grade. And I think the 8th Luna Duchess is a pretty safe bet. If there is a danger for Viscount Ladd, I thought he attacked the line well at Bathurst when he resumed. He could only improve off that. The tempo is a concern, but he did power through the line that day at Bathurst. He's an up-and-coming type. The 6 Academy Hill does race up on speed and makes his own luck. He's very honest, but only won 2 of 30, and he's had 12 seconds. He just seems to find one a bit better than him on the day. And number 3, Loves a Half, on the backup from Hawkesbury last week. He just had zero luck from a slow getaway, was trapped deep, never on the track, still in the race to about the 200-metre mark. He'd won his previous 2 starts well, so he's obviously taken no harm from that run. On the quick backup here, he might be one to throw in your multiples, but I thought 8 Luna Duchess ticked all the boxes here in the second run. 8, 4, 6 and 3.
As the market suggests, there's been no moves here at all, so I don't think the punters want to borrow this race. I'm on 8 on top, Luna Duchess. I think 2 Atlantic Sentinels, the danger. At least it comes out of some a highway race last time, and it looked a solid enough highway it comes out of. 5 Running Broke up to 1,200 after a month's fresh in, and 3 Loves a Hassle. Looked great in the yard, but didn't, although got caught wide, didn't do much last week, but have to give it another chance. I looked at Viscount Ladd. The mistake I made was I looked at the rest of his runs, and he don't know where he pulled that run out from at Bathurst, but if he reproduces, he'd have to be a chance. Right. 8, 2, 5, 3.
I'm not a breeding expert, but does anyone know where the stallion Decker Tear comes from?
No.
No. All right, the old days, you used to be unidentified stallion.
Station stallion. Yeah. Backyard job.
Someone will tell us. 8, 2, 5, and 3 for Ron. Darren likes 2 Atlantic Sentinel to beat 4, 1, and 8. 2, 4, 1, and 8 in race 2. Race 3, Glenn, the Sydney markets over the 1800.
Yeah, we've got Invincibella here is a scratching, Andrew. We've got Black on Gold, no deduction for Invincibella. It came out before the markets went up. Black on Gold at $4.20. Oklahoma Girl, $3.60, makes it favourite at that price. Siren's Fury, scratch from Wagga to run here, is an $8 chance. Tumultuous came out on Thursday, 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Octavian Augustus at $9. Top of the Range at $7. Travancore for Bryce Hayes at $12. Power Law at $11. Cross Stitch at $14. Blanco Cara came out Thursday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. I think it's running at the Gold Coast. Sahara Eagle, $23. Lama Hilton is a $41 chance. Hold All Tickets at $51. And McPhee Lass is a scratching. This is not overly big either. Slightly more money for Top of the Range, who's 9 into 7 off its opening quote anyway, and it's been 7 for a while now, in front of Black on Gold, and 3rd pick would be Oklahoma Girl.
Yeah, speed would expect Hold All Tickets kicks up from 1. You've got Sahara Eagle probably can go forward here at 1,800 metres. Maybe one or two of the Waller horses, maybe Octavian Augustus and Cross Stitch can go forward there also.
Yeah, tempo a slight concern here, Ronnie, but I'm with 2 Black on Gold here. He was good first up at Newcastle, beating a subsequent winner and reinforced. Then we all saw what happened at Randwick that day. He was on the fence, almost came down halfway down the straight, got squeezed out the back, finished 6th of 6, but obviously would have been right in the finish if he arguably could have even won that race. He's a promising type. Earlier this year, he was too strong for Harper's Choice and Northwest Passage in a Randwick 1800, and Harper's Choice was 2nd in the Derby, and Northwest Passage won a heap of stakes races subsequent. So no doubt his ability, and the key today on a good track, his 3 wins have come on top of the ground, and if you backed him at Randwick, you've got to give him another chance for 2 Black on Gold. He's the one to beat from 8 Travancore at the odds. He's worth a gamble here. His win at Canberra was terrific. It would have been the best thing beaten you've ever seen halfway down the straight when he was bowed up behind runners. When he got clear, his turn of foot was excellent. This is the horse who's been placed in town, and Bryce Hayes is running in stakes races, so he must have an opinion of Travancore. And getting out to 1,800 today, he's bred to stay. This will really suit him. He's one at odds to throw in your multiples. No knock on 3 Oklahoma Girl. She just keeps winning. She's been good her last two. And number 10, Cross Stitch, again, just can't draw a barrier. But she has any luck in running, this blue can run a big race here. But obviously, Chris Waller's got a strong hand. I've got 2 black on gold on top in the third. 2, 8, 3 and 10.
Yeah, similar. I'm a fan of the horse as well. Just obviously for Guinea went round there. It's not only just the wet, just the way the race unfolded. I want to give him another chance. I think he's a real Derby, Queensland Derby style of horse. He's on top. I'm very wary at number 7 here, top of the range. We keep talking. Yeah, punters like to go for a ride with informed stables, and we talk about Jason Coyle here in Sydney. But this Mike Moroney stable in Melbourne, they're just winning races across the board of late. And this horse, top of the range, beat that Netherfield last start. Netherfield franked that form, being unlucky in the Derby lead-up in Adelaide last week. So obviously Mike thinks this is a Queensland Derby horse with a run in Sydney on the way up the coast. So I've got a very close watch on this horse. 8 Travancore beat nothing at Canberra, but just the style in which he did it. He's another Savabeel here. I just think now that he's had a win, he may just switch him on here. And best of the rest is 3 Oklahoma Girl. Just has to bring that wet track form to the dry. She's a beauty and looks an Oaks prospect. 2, 7, 8 and 3.
And Darren Flindell likes Oklahoma Girl for the Waller stable. The 3 to be 2, 4 and 8. 3, 2, 4 and 8 for Darren Flindell in race 3. Back to look at the first leg of the Big Six at Rose Hill after the break.
Every day, get the edge on the rest with Racing HQ.
Dave's got Greg Ryan, and he rides any track so good, but Tabot here is sensational, and I think it'll get the money.
Racing HQ. The perfect way to start your race day at 10 every morning on Sky Sports Radio. Running to Penrith Mazda for an amazing end-of-financial-year deal on a new Mazda. Penrith Mazda has over 300 new cars in stock and over 50 utes on display in our Mazda Ute Centre, which means at Penrith Mazda, you get the best selection and the best prices on a new Mazda. So come in and see the Mazda specialist. But hurry in before our amazing run-out deals run out. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer. Family-owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
Your business premises really needs a fresh fit out, but the bank says no.
You need to move fast, but they still say no.
You haven't got time for paperwork, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. On Deck partners with MYOB.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Oh, well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
2 outstanding sales, 1 great location. Don't miss the HTBA Scone Yearling Sale, May 14 and 15, followed by the Scone Weanling and Thoroughbred Sale, also May 15, both at White Park Scone. Visit inglis.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love a $185,000 projected Big Six pool at Rose Hill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
We're previewing Rose Hill, and we're at race 4, which is the Freshmark Handicap over the 1,200 metres. And, Glenn, we've got the Big Six today, a projected pool of 185,000 is what they're looking at today.
Yeah, give it a fly. The Big Six are there today, kicking off with this Freshmark Handicap, which is a benchmark 76 for three-year-olds over 1,200 metres. Zumbalina won't be there. The deduction taken this morning, 8 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Neither Will I Thought So, who's off to the Gold Coast, 14 cents a win and 13 cents a place. It was scratched back on Thursday. So the first runner in here is Quick Feet, who's a $7 chance. Calabasas at $4.40. And at that price, makes it a favourite. Summer Doubt comes back as a gelding today, and the blinkers go off at $13. Mercurial Lad, the team will be coming up. They run into them, some of them at Wagga during the week, and they're on their way to Sydney to watch him go round again today. He's an $11 chance. Military Machine came out Thursday. 6 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Interesting runner in New Universe at $6. Kato with the blinkers on and will wear earmuffs in the pre-parade only at $8.50. Nickabell with the Norton bit on but the lugging bit taken off at $21. Pound Sterling out this morning. 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Passage of Time at $8. Pedway at 18. 50 Ways at 21. And Kawakini for the all-conquering Jason Coyle stable is a $7 chance. It is the most popular runner here, the bottom one, Kawakini. We've bet as much as $15, but that was in a full field, so that's not really accurate. But it was $8.50 yesterday, $7 this morning. Second pick is Quick Feet, and we bet as much as 15 it. So that just goes to show you the level of deduction that's come out there. And third pick, a fair way away, is Mercurial Lad.
Speed, well, you've got Pedway from an inside draw showing speed, obviously. Summer Doubt's nice and fresh there. He'll be up on the speed somewhere. Mercurial Lad's a good tough on pacer. Don't know what's going to happen from out wide here. Nickabell went 100 mile an hour there at Wyong last time, but those gear changes suggest that they probably don't want to press on that hard with that Norton bit to slow him down. But they should roll along.
Yeah, which will suit Calabasas. Ron will need luck from his awkward gate, but this is a three-year-old in really good form. Hasn't had much luck this prep. I thought his provincial championships effort when sixth Emeryor was really good, and then last start at Randwick, gee, fought hard in the Gibraltar Girl race. He was coming again on the line, beaten in that three-way photo. Back on top of the ground today. I think that's the key for Calabasas and a number of horses this afternoon. And look, I can see he's going to need a good ride from Andrew Atkins, but if he gets some cover early off this good tempo, he'll be finishing hard before Calabasas. I've got him on top from 15, Kawakini. Look, no surprise, there's been money for this filly. She was back me next time all over last start in the Gibraltar Girl race. She ran fourth and was badly chopped out halfway down the straight. Like Calabasas, she would have been right in the finish that day. She'll be hard to beat here, the 15, Kawakini. The 9, Kitto, interests me with the gear change and coming off a couple of nice efforts at the provincials. This is the progressive, lightly raced horse from the Joe Pride stable. And 3, Quick Feeder, a Group 2 place getter last spring. Look, she's fitter now for that first up run at Randwick on the heavy track. Again, back on top of the ground will really suit her. Despite the scratchings, Ron, still a race that's very, very open here. 4, Calabasas needs luck in running, but if he gets it, will be hard to beat. 4, 15, 9 and 3.
Nearly impossible for my eye. I just thought there's a chance Kato's an improver here. I don't know about the race it comes out of, but it did run favourite there and was just still doing something on the line. I just think with that gear change of the blinkers today, I think he's lightly raced. I think he maps quite nicely, and I think he's going to get to double figures. So I'll lean his way. I don't know about the lead-up, the Gibraltar Girl lead-up. It probably looks the form for this, but the way I look at it, Quick Feet's the one out of that race. She was first up. She is absolutely useless on the wet. Her form says she is anyway. Back to a dry here, second up. I think she's massive odds. She went up 15, obviously, the scratching. She's into 7 now. I can see her starting shorter than that. Of the others, 15, Kawakini. Well, obviously, she looked unlucky in that race, and the stable is in form. It's had a few runs now. And the huge watch is this Kiwi, UX Kiwi, New Universe. One easy trial for Waller with a horse he's just got is after 131 days, interests me. Usually, he's had, you know, 2 or 3 trials with horses like this just to get to know him. But I reckon he's a huge watch here, number 8. 9, 3, 15, 8. I just want to get a feel for this race on track.
Righto. Darren likes Calabasas here, number 4, to beat 15, 5 and 6. 4, 15, 5 and 6 for Darren Flindell, race 4. Race 5, Glenn, the Food Bank Handicap, 13.50.
Yeah, that's where I put most of my investments, Andrew, as you can tell by my physique, the Food Bank. It's a benchmark 92 here over 1350. Savaro, not there. We start with Very Delicious back at the races today at $23. Better Not Blue is a $4.80 chance. Signposted at $16. Lofty's Menu for Johnny Bateman at $9.50. Believe at $17. Careless at $4.60. Roaring to Win is an $8 chance. Canny Essence, scratch from another race to run here, $3.80 and favourite. Take Wing at $18 and King's Guard is an $8 chance. Easily the best supported runner here is Canny Essent, only infractionally, 4 into 380. Savaro was out before the market went up, so that's a genuine firm. It's responsible for about 50% of the investment on the race so far. Second pick is Better Not Blue. Third pick is Roaring to Win.
Yeah, there's moderate speed. You know, most of these on-pace horses here are sort of on-pace horses that are a little bit further. Horses like Kingsguard could go forward with 53 kilos fresh. You've got Careless, who likes just to chip away up near the lead there. And I don't know about the rest. You know, Believe maybe still a little bit short for her to be showing speed. And Signposted, John put the brakes on him going forward. Well, he just said not at this distance this morning. So it looks like two horses just ambling along up front here, Careless, Kingsguard. David Hayes' stable has already gone to the stewards and said they're going to ride Canny Essent closer from barrier one.
Yeah, the tempo's the concern here, because I'm very keen on Better Not Blue, Ronnie, but he's a get-back horse, only a smallish field, obviously, and that tempo does worry me, but I think this horse is ready to win. Gee's been going well without any luck at all. His two runs in the Provincial Championship Series, excellent, flashed home at Wyong in the heat, and again in the final was terrific, running home hard behind Mary Orr. And then at Hawkesbury last week, he was about to charge into the race with Lanciato when he got blocked at a vital stage about the 200-metre mark, had to switch off heels, get to the outside, beaten a length and a half into fifth spot. It was a terrific run. I'm convinced he would have been right there with Lanciato on the line. Look, he is on the quick backup, which he's never done before, and his four career wins have come on soft and heavy tracks. But in saying that, he's had 12 runs on good tracks for 4 seconds and 4/3. So I've got no issue with the surface. My main concern is the tempo. But with any sort of luck in running on the bigger track here at Rose Hill, I think three Better Not Blues finishing sprint will be enough to get him home. The danger is 9, Canny Essent. Just had zero luck in the Randwick race. Got too far back on that biased track during the carnival, and it was a stiff sprint that day. He was never going to be in the finish. Still ran on okay. His previous start, though, on top of the ground at Bendigo in that strong Saturday meeting, he was terrific, Canny Essent. And we know him. We've seen him in Sydney plenty of times. He's got ability, this horse, on top of the ground. He'll be hard to beat, as will the 5 Lofties Menus on the comeback trail after injury now, but had the 3 runs back. He did win on a heavy track at Albury 2 starts back, but he's much better on these on top of the ground. He'll run well here, and 7 Careless just might get all the favours in front, Ron, if that's the case. His first up run, I thought, in stronger grey behind Kelly's Little Flyer was excellent, and he'll improve off that. But I do like the 3 Better Not Blue. Really keen on him today. Just needs a couple of things to go his way, and he'll be very hard to hold out. 3, 9, 5, and 7.
Yeah, tricky. I'm not a fan of sending good money after bad, but I want to give Canny Essent another chance here. It's just totally the wrong tactics last time when he was a well-tried favourite. It was a trot canter up front. He was back last and made his short, sharp sprint, but had too much work to do. This is races a different situation altogether. He box seats behind them. I think he'll just about get the money here today. I think dangers are 7 Careless, who did enough first up and obviously maps well here for Rachel King. 3 Better Not Blue. He's just one of these back markets that needs luck, and he hasn't got the greatest of race sense. And best of the rest is 5 Lofties Menu, who's a nice enough horse. He's had 3 runs back after a year off now, back to a dry, and he will improve. The horse that interests me here, and the last time I wrote a price next to its name, was Believe at $31, at 17 this morning. She's a nice mare. I was waiting for her next time, but just be careful of her. 9, 7, 3, and 5.
He did that last week with Shillelagh, so I'm certainly including that with Believe, the one you added there. Mm-hmm. Darren Flindell likes 7 Careless to beat 3, 8, and 9. 7, 3, 8, 9. Glenn, this is yours. Race 6 at 2:45.
Oh, everybody's body, Andrew. That's the sort of bloke that I am. I'm always giving. 1,500-metre benchmark 72 here. Colonel Custer. He's not Colonel Custard. Colonel Custer is a $23 chance. Dreamforce at $6. Pirate Ben out the deduction. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Chandana is the $3.90 favourite. Via Napoli at $8. Miami Dade at $18. Pianissimo at $14. Fabulon is a $15 chance. Top Ravine at $18. Brother in Arms at $23. La Corbette, with the cross noseband on, a lugging bit on, and the earmuffs on, having its first start for Matty Smith in Australia is a $35 chance. Beau Lord at $61. Roguish at 10. Level 8 is a $15 chance. We go to Our Beatnik at 14. Speed Hero at 17. And El Cid came out this morning. No deduction there. Only horse really that has had support here is Shandana or Chandana, that Mark Waugh says, because it's named after an Indian cricketer in his belief. It's been 4 into 390 this morning after it went up as much as 460. Then it was into 420, then 4, then 390. Second pick is actually Top Ravine, and it's a drifter, 17 out to 18. And third pick is Our Beatnik, who's been a slight firm there, 17 to 16, which they've taken this morning now into 14.
Yeah, tricky as far as the speed. I would have thought Roguish, who was a 1,000-metre winner two starts back, going straight to 1,500 here, third up, could go forward and probably lead if it wanted to. Other horses, well, Dreamforce will roll forward now. He's probably up across with Roguish. Top Ravine, box seats there. I can't see too much other pressure there.
I'm hoping they do roll along, Ronnie, because the way I read this race, I thought there was good tempo with Pirate Ben in it, him coming out. It's probably a slightly different race, but I'm still banking on that. The likes of Roguish and Top Ravine ensuring there's a genuine tempo, because I was really keen on the 15-hour Beatnik. Perhaps I'm reading this race completely wrong, because Glenn mentioned he was out to $14, Our Beatnik, but I thought there were really good signs with his first run at Lyle on that tight turning track. He wasn't suited that day. Did get held up coming into the straight, but took a while to balance up. And then when he did, he was taking ground off the winner, Vaniloquio, late. Getting to Rose Hill on a dry track is the key. I still remember the day he won his Australian debut at Scone, almost 12 months ago to the day when he unleashed a terrific burst late to run down Torpenhow. He hasn't reproduced that since, but he ticks a lot of boxes today. If that tempo is on up front, which I'm banking it will, and he might be a horse at double figure odds to run you a big race here, the 15-hour Beatnik. Two Dreamforce, probably the best horse in the race, but again, he's going to need a bit of luck from that wide gate. But if he can get across and maybe park outside the leader, back on top of the ground, he's obviously going to be right in the finish. And Chris Waller's got a strong hand here. Five, Via Napoli, will be fitter for her first up run, will appreciate the firmer track. And the four, Chandana, different mare last, back on firm galley with the blinkers on, ran terrific sectionals. I think she a tick over 33 coming home there, winning at Wyong. And despite her awkward gait and big weight, she's a mare in form. But 15-hour Beatnik each way in a tough race, Ronnie. I just thought if he gets one of the race stuff, he'll be charging home late at about $14. 15-hour Beatnik from 2, 5 and 4.
Yeah, I'm a Dreamforce here. The gamble is him getting the right run from that awkward draw, but that's why we're going to get a better price than expected. I'm convinced he just travelled sweetly, and I think as his trainer was wary of me prior to that race at Randwick last time, when he let the... You can see vision of him here in the orange. He's bolting, and then he lets him go, and the wheels just didn't go. He didn't like the wet track. There's a classic case of a horse not handling it. I want to give him another chance to show his real acceleration on top of the ground here today, and I'm happy to be with him. I'm terrified of Shandana, who really looked back in business at Wyong, went down in class on a dry track with the blinkers on last time. That could springboard her right back into action here. Couple of bolters I've got to keep a very close eye on, and although the market says no, I'll just put a question mark on them until I see otherwise in the yard or late in betting. But La Corbett, I love French form, and she's had the two little soft trials leading into this race, resumes at 1,500. I just want to have a look at her. She could do something here, and as could Colonel Cluster, he's had two trials, he's looked okay. Couldn't get a real push for him this morning, but I just thought he mapped okay in a suspect speed race from an inside draw. 2-4, watch 11 and 1. At this stage, the market says no.
Darren Flindell likes the 2 as well here for John Thompson. Dreamforce to beat 16, 4 and 15. 2, 16, 4 and 15 for Darren Flindell in race 6. Back with the last three in a moment. By the way, just through from the America with the big Kentucky weekend, the China Horse Club have just won the Oaks with a horse called Abel Tasman, trained by Bob Baffert, ridden by Mike Smith, so the combination isn't too bad. Well done to Mick Wallace and the boys. Abel Tasman for the China Horse Club winning the Kentucky Oaks.
On Sky Sports Radio, we bring you Australia's most comprehensive racing coverage. Key to that is our team of experienced presenters, including Paul Langham.
Every night, I'm delighted to bring punters everything they need to back winners. Tab market movers, caller updates, all geared to help listeners enjoy and hopefully profit from their punting.
Paul Langham, part of our national racing service, every day on your racing leader. Sky Sports Radio.
Bruce, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks worth of the Man Shake and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Excuse me, mate. Does the next train stop at Wynyard?
Oh, yeah. It goes all the way to payday. Because I just came up with the goods on a 10-leg multi. Stuff the train. We're getting a limo.
Cool, man. You're good to swing by Wynyard, yeah?
With the new Check and Collect feature on your Tab app, you can now check your ticket and collect the winnings anytime, anywhere. Gotta love a public display of betting affection. Tab. We love a bet. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
May is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. This May, use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au. astivita.com.au.
What do you give the woman who gave you everything? This Mother's Day, donate to Breast Cancer Institute of Australia to receive a beautiful card to share your love with your mother, because a world without breast cancer would be the best gift of all. Visit bestgiftofall.org.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love a $185,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Three races to come, and the next of those in our Rosehill preview is indeed the feature race of the day, the Sydney Markets Lord Mayor's Cup. Changed a little bit yesterday, Glenn, with Sons of John coming out.
Yeah, and that would be worrying Ronnie with a little bit more pace coming out of the race as well. But Pornochet's not there. Kieran Maher scratched it yesterday. 2 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Sons of John came out yesterday. 7 cents a win and 8 cents a place. So we start with Allergic here at $6. Top of my list at $7. Astronomos at $5. Beyond Thankful at $26. New Tipperary, $4.20 and favourite. Jesse Bell at 16, Big Blue at 12. There's a topical tip for you, because tomorrow's A-League Grand Final is the Big Blue between Sydney FC and Melbourne Victory, and it's a $12 chance. Slow Pace at $21. Happy Hannah, to be ridden a kilo over by Mitch Bell at 54 kilos, at $5. Soviet Courage, 61. Danger, 61. Hunter Jack, 61. Really good battle here between the two hard in the market. Happy Hannah, the most popular runner here, did go up as much as 9, but that was with Pornochet in the race at 17 and Sons of John at 9. It's $600 in front of New Tipperary. There's been 5 in. Third pick is actually Jesse Bell. If you go back into its form, it's got form round Happy Hannah.
There'd be a Big Blue if we're not finished here by 9 o'clock. The speed, top of my list goes forward. New Tipperary goes forward. Maybe Hunter Jack goes forward.
Yeah, New Tipperary just sits off top of my list, I think, here, Ronnie, and is going to get every possible chance today. Look, I'm a fan of this horse. His recent runs, he's been trying really hard, but I think you used that expression earlier about another horse, Ronnie. His wheels have been spinning, though, on the heavy tracks. But he did run second in the Ajax Stakes, 3 starts back behind it somewhat, and then was a really game 7 from the Doncaster. The JRA plate last start, that heavy track against him, but back to Rose Hill, back on top of the ground, tucks in behind top of my list, gets the run of the race. Oh, I think he'll just win number 7, New Tipperary. 11, Happy Hannah. Again, she's another one back on top of the ground, will jump out of the ground today, but the tempo might be against her here as she does get back in her races, but she's got a powerful finish. She's a Group 1 place here at the Rose Hill 2000. And as I said, they're back on top of the ground. She won't know herself here, Happy Hannah. Number 5, Astronomos, loves the Rose Hill 2000-metre course. Is he better with a fraction of cut in the ground? Perhaps he is, but he's a talented stayer. And the 3, Allergic, has terrific stats at Rose Hill and around 2000. He's had a little freshen up coming into this, and he won't be too far away. But run of the race stuff suits New Tipperary here in the seventh. Seven New Tipperary on top from 11, 5, and 3.
Yeah, I concede he gets favours. Whether he can dash, I half think he's better in a fast run race where he just chips him into the ground. But anyway, I'll stay with Happy Hannah here. A lot's got to go right for her. She has performed okay in slowly in that Matriarch. That was a slowly run race. She was dragged back to last that day. Hopefully she can settle midfield here. And hopefully she isn't on tired legs after two very heavy track runs. I'll go with her. I think Allergic's the danger. Now, he's been held back from the heavy tracks after failing last time. He's had a 49-day break and a beautiful trial since. I'm respecting him. New Tipperary's right in the mix for sure. And Astronomus, no knock whatsoever, bouncing back, whether he's reported he had the thumps last time. 11, 3, 7 and 5.
Seven's the fancy as well here. New Tipperary for Ray and Darren Flindell. Seven to beat 4, 11 and 3 for Darren. 7, 4, 11 and 3. I like it when Duff's starting to push us through. This is race 8, Glenn.
I've got a 10:30 preview. I've got to get out of here.
Well, Munz has got to be there at 10, so we'll get it done, Duff. Don't worry.
It'll
here's the
right.
Market, Glenn, race 8.
Yeah, Ron spends more time in makeup than me because it's hard to improve on perfection. We've got Sweet Serendipity here in the Toyota Material Handling, the benchmark 85, 1,200 metres, $11 chance. Paint came out this morning, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Untamed Diamond at 5.50. Lord Von Costi ran a cracker of a race in the Town Plate. He's scratched, no deduction. Frill Seeking at 26. Girl Sunday out, it's running at the coast. 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Canny Essent out, no deduction, it's running earlier. Regins at $21. Wild and Famous at 10. Uma Desert at $6.50. Torpenhow at $5.50. And that's equal favourite with Untamed Diamond. You've got Balmain Boys 17, LMNOP at 7, Knit and Pearl 8.50, Final Decision at 35, and Lucky Fish Scratch from Gosford on Thursday at $13. Best supported runner here, Ronnie, you'll be happy to know, is Torpenhow in front of Wild and Famous.
Speed, well, you've got obviously Sweet Serendipity, a fast horse coming across from the outside. Untamed Diamond will take a sit behind that horse. Lucky Fish will box seat from his draw, and probably Rajin's Rajin's will box seat from the draw. Lucky Fish has a chance of getting into a position.
Yeah, they should run along here, Ronnie, which I'm hoping so, because I'm with 13 LMNOP here. He's drawn a little awkwardly, but with that tempo, Tommy Berry should be able to slide across and find cover. They'll give this horse his chance. I thought there were good signs first up in that Canterbury race on Easter Monday. He was going to dive through on the inside and make a race of it when he got chopped out, and Calander ended up winning that race. It's a strong form race, but that was signs he was back to his best. Last prep, nothing went right from LMNOP from his very first up run when he was trapped wide and never on the track, and his form tapered off. But this time last year, LMNOP was racing his way through the grades and looked promising. I think he's back on track, and with even luck in running today, he'll be in the finish here, 13 LMNOP. Look, I think the 5 Frill Seeking is overs here. Like, I thought she trialled terrific recently at Randwick. Quality mare, resuming here, did win in her last run at Warwick Farm over 1,000 metres. She'll be up on the speed, making her own luck, and will add a lot of value to your multiples. 11 Torpenhow. This horse has got any amount of talent. His two trials recently, Ronnie, I've noticed they've kept him on the fence and haven't really tested him. When he gets out wide, outside of horses, watch for Torpenhow. He's got a powerful finish. And 9 Wild and Famous, resuming. He's got a soft draw, will be in the box seat, won't be too far away. But 13 LMNOP, I think he's on the way back, Ron, and it'll be hard to beat today in the 8th. 13, 5, 11 and 9.
Yeah, I want to gamble on Knit and Pearl here. I'm not confident because it's off a wet track, very wet track run, but I love what she did in that race, in the Untamed Diamond race. She nearly did the impossible. No weight on her back. I'll lean that way. I think 11, Torpenhow is a big, big watch here. Would like to have seen a little bit more from those trials, but look, he got a reputation in his first preparation. Didn't go to the line with it in a couple of runs last prep, so it's a bit of a D-day prep for him this time in. But I'll keep him in the numbers. 9, Wild and Famous, I thought, went up ridiculous odds at 26. That's been corrected now. A couple of sharp trials to get him ready first up here. And 12, Balmain Boy, my old mate. No trial leading into this. Nice and fresh. Barrier 1 could do something, but we'll just run the eye over him. 14, 11, 9 and 12.
Darren Flindell goes down the bottom here. Lucky fish for Andrew Atkins to beat 3, 1 and 9. 16, 3, 1 and 9 in race 8. And Glenn, Sydney Markets Day wraps up over 1,100.
Yes, I'd just be wondering, Andrew, would Ronnie be as toey if the races were at Randwick?
No.
No, of course not. Here we go, the last. We've got Butterboom. Don't worry about anyone else, Ron. You just worry about yourself. There's no interest like self.
Nothing like that.
Butterboom's a $15 chance in the last here. Machine Gun Jubs with the concussion plates on the front here today at $8.50. We've got Magic of Dreams at $18. Bonnie O'Reilly, $3.30 in favourite. Rolito came out yesterday, 10 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Excuse me, LA Chevelle, 35. Alpen Rose at 18. Magna Joy at 21. Nardu, 17. Rose of Man, 12. Rowinda, 12. Bell Celine at 26. Stiletto Vixen, 41. In Times of War, $4.40. Then we go to Rock on Zariz, 71. Loves a Fantasy, 26. And Zoo Magic will not be there and no deduction taken for it. Best back runner all day. That's per dollars invested here on Bonnie O'Reilly. Did go up as high as 460, but Rolito was in the race as a $6 chance at that stage. Was into 320 yesterday. Actually opened longer today at $3.30 than it was yesterday. It's the best supported runner, and a long, long second pick would be in Times of War.
Thanks a lot, Glenn. We'll let you get on your bike there to Rose Hill. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, mate. See you guys.
Righto, Ron, pace in the last.
Magna Joy's got speed in close. LA Chevelle likes to go forward and pour some pressure on. You've got, I think they're looking for a sit with In Times of War back in distance today. Machine Gun Jubs can be a little bit iffy at the start, but if she jumps, then she's certainly got speed to put herself in the picture.
Yeah, good tempo, isn't there, Ron? And the favourite just gets all the favours here, the four, Bonnie O'Reilly, from her perfect gate. She's drawn three. We'll just lob in behind those leaders, get the run of the race here. And look, this is a quality mare. Six starts, four wins, one second. She was beaten by a stakes winner last prep at Canterbury, then won impressively at Canterbury and Rose Hill, resuming here off a couple of terrific trials. And we know the Bjorn Baker stable has some big plans for Bonnie O'Reilly coming up the next few weeks in Brisbane. And look, if she's going to go there and be competitive, she'll have to win today, and I think she will, the four Bonnie O'Reilly. If there is a danger, two Machine Gun Jubs. Well, you know she's coming off a last in that provincial championships heat at Rose Hill, but forget she went round that day. That heavy 10, she just couldn't go a yard. She was going backwards at the 800. Her form prior to that was excellent. I like the fact that Angela Davies has taken her back to the barrier trials. Her recent trial at Newcastle, she was bolting on the outside of those horses. So on this much firmer track today, she'll be a much improved mare. Just needs luck from her awkward gait. The 14 in Times of War, honest, consistent, brave, just finds one better than her on the day, but she'll be hard to beat here. And the 5, Rolito, promising mare with a powerful finish.
She's out, right?
Oh, she out, is she?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take out Rolito. I'll throw in Rose of Man as the fourth horse, Ronnie. Over the short course, she's suited here, the 10, Rose of Man, but can't go past the 4, Bonnie O'Reilly. 4-2, 14 and 10 in the last.
Yeah, I'm with you. I thought she was a good bet on the day. She gets all the ticks. A couple of, well, she just coasted down that last trial, but a trial at Kembla prior to that I thought was outstanding. You know, she looks like she's going well. She's had a good foundation and gets all the ticks here. She's got dry form. Everything's perfect for her. 14 looks a nice filly, and I like her back in distance in Times of War, but needs a little bit more to go right than the favourite. 10, Rosa Mann, was pretty good in an unsuitable race last time. And look out, Magic of Dreams doesn't put her head through late here and run a race. So I'm all over the favourite, Bonnie O'Reilly, from 14, 10 and 3.
4, 14, 10 and 3 in the last for Ron. 4's also the way to go for Darren Flindell. Bonnie O'Reilly to beat 1, 14 and 11. 4, 1, 14 and 11 in the last from Darren. Ray, how's your confidence going in after looking at each of those races?
Yeah, race 5, number 3, Better Not Blue, Andrew. I think it'll be really hard to beat today back on top of the ground.
Race 5, number 3. Good on you, mate. Just hang on, Ray, one sec. Ron, what's your best, mate?
Bonnie O'Reilly. I think long wait, but hopefully she can get the job done for us in the last.
Race 9, number 4. All right, mate, I'll let you go and we'll hear you right through the day.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ron Duppacy there. Just a quick one, Ray, before we leave, or some portion of the TV leaves us The situation with Godolphin, Henry Plumtree spoke to us this morning. What did you take out of it, mate?
Yeah, I thought there was a couple of things that were really important. One, Henry did tell you that he hasn't spoken to any other trainers at this stage, or at least not in depth about the position. Darren Beedman won't be the long-term trainer. He'll be there as the interim trainer. So those are the two most important things I took out of that, I think, Andrew. And at least they've cleared the air a little, because there's been a week of speculation and all sorts of theories being thrown up on in the media and particularly on social media. So I think it was really good that Henry came on this morning and just let everyone know where Godolphin's at, Andrew.
Yeah, exactly. All right, mate, we'll hear you back on Sky Sports Radio tomorrow morning between 7 and 10.
Thanks so much, Andrew, and good luck to all the listeners this afternoon.
That's our full preview for Rosehill Gardens. Don't forget Sky Thoroughbred Central. They'll have previews at the Gold Coast, Rosehill and Newcastle through the morning. For our Sky Racing 1 and Sky Sports Radio audience, after the break, we'll look at other racing.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Chardonnay. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Don't miss the Pickles Luxury Vehicle Auction at Pickles Belmore, 6 p.m. Monday, May 8th. During this weekend, visit prestige.pickles.com.au for more details. Watch out for a tyre in Bondi Junction. That's on Sid Enfield Drive at York Street. It's affecting westbounders to Glebe, and there's a gravel spill on Glebe Point Road at Bridge Road. We're seeing significant delays along Marsh Street and Airport Drive into the International Terminal. The M4 on the brakes inbound past Homebush, and in Cowan, a motorcycle accident on the Pacific Highway at Fraser Road has the highway closed in both directions. The New South Wales Waratahs return home to Allianz Stadium to take on Auckland Blues. Kick-off tonight at 7:40. Adult tickets from $25 via Ticketek. Go Tars. I'm Jess Capolupo on Sky Sports Radio.
Heading into winter, Sky Sports Radio brings you the best in racing and sport.
At the 300, did you give them a cheerio? What did you say?
No, not this week.
From Slats and CK on the Big Sports Breakfast weekdays to the Big Sports Breakfast weekend every Sunday morning, you'll hear the key players from all our winter sports. Racing HQ, Hunter's Postmortem, Going Greyhound, On the Pace, Chasing and Pacing Rewind. Bringing you the latest in news, interviews and tips. This is Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
The new Samsung Galaxy S8 is on sale now at Bing Lee.
It's beautiful.
The screen is an infinity display from edge to edge, so even my mum can see more.
It has more power for people who never stop talking.
It has Samsung's most advanced cameras ever, so mum can take good photos now.
It has smart autofocus for line of selfies.
It has Samsung's highest resolution smartphone screen yet.
And it's water resistant too.
The Samsung Galaxy S8.
And Galaxy S8 Plus.
They're on sale now at Bing Lee.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you love a $185,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ Saturday with Sky Racing 1 and Sky Sports Radio. And let's have a chat with Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Brett, we've previewed the meeting and we're back at Rosehill for the first time in 6 weeks.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters. Yes, we are back for the first time in 6 weeks, and what an absolutely ideal, spectacular autumn day for people to get back to Rosehill Gardens. Beautiful sunshine. It's going to get to 25 degrees out there, Ben. It'll be beautifully warm. And look, the track's in great nick, and some really strong fields there, particularly towards the end of the day. Gates will open this morning at 10:45, a tiny bit earlier for members, and the first race at 11:40. Of course, as we get into this late autumn time, the races start a bit earlier. And if people are planning to travel by train and by the buses there today, Andrew, please just take a few extra minutes. There's a bit of track work on between Carlingford and Clyde, so buses replaced there. But always remember that we have free shuttle buses that run from Strathfield Station and from Parramatta Station right to the race course every meeting at Rosehill Gardens. So make sure that you plan your trip there and look on the website and Transport for New South Wales website. It's a perfect day. You've covered all the racing, Ben's great fields in Sydney, but also some good Group 1 racing in Adelaide, and of course a great meeting at the Gold Coast. So looking forward to getting back to Rosehill Gardens after 6 weeks, and especially in this beautiful sunshine.
Yeah, magnificent outside. So 10:45, the gates open, first race at 11:40 out at Rosehill. Thanks a lot, Brett.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club. Let's go to Flemington now in Melbourne. There's meant to be some showers from around 11 o'clock. I've just got the radar up. There's a band of rain that, the majority is going to hit Tasmania. It's just coming across through Warrnambool right now. They might just get, as Mick Goody said earlier, a few showers. So at this stage, a good four. We'll just monitor that over the next few hours, but a good four right now. Race one, take out the scratchings 2 and 11. Race 2, take out number 9. Race 3, 7, 14 and 15. Race 4, the scratchings are 6 and 11. Race 5, 5 and 10 are out. Race 6, number 12. Race 7, Flemington, number 11. Race 8, 3 and 14. And race 9, take out 2, 8, 11, 17 and 18. So they're the scratchings as we say good morning to Dean Lester. How are you, Dean?
I'm very well, thanks, Andrew.
How's this program, mate? How's it look? I guess a little bit of an eye on the weather, maybe just a few showers.
Yeah, I'll default to Mark in a minute about the weather, but I don't mind the meeting at all, actually.
That's good. Ooh, all right, like that. And Mark Hunter, how are you going into Flemington today?
Morning, Andrew. Yeah, firstly, the weather. I'm not sure we're going to get that much rain looking at that map. That still looks a fair way away, but who knows?
Who knows? We'll just monitor that. It's a good four, very close to a three. And Dean, rail back into the true today for the first time since Australia New Market Day. So it'll be interesting to see what the jocks do today.
Yeah, we had those couple of issues at those meetings where it was leader dominated and we got told there was two types of grass there with the Kikuyu and the Rye. But the thought from Mick Goody is now that this time of year the Kikuyu is dormant, so it's basically just ryegrass there now. So hopefully that doesn't create a bias.
They play a role. All right, so let's have a look at them. The first race at midday, Articus. They couldn't get it on a plane. They were halfway there on Thursday night to get it on a plane to run in Queensland, but then they were taken off the plane. So it runs here in the first race. It's been $8.50 right now, number one, Articus. Three extra zero at 16 with tab.com.au. He's a Beale at 12. Down to Sagwa, number six, at $4. Dubai Escapade at 15. Showa Star at 5. Harada Full at 5.50 and War Legend at 4.40. Nightside down the bottom, a $31 chance. In saying that about Articus, Dean, it's been 11 into 8.50 this morning for this first race at Flemington.
Yeah, I was giving him a good chance in the Victoria Handicap and he came in the mounting yard and basically melted, so I'll be really interested to watch his movements today when we get to the course because if he's a bit better behaved, he could turn it around very quickly. Having said that, I think War Legend's probably the safest option. He's running well. His effort in the Easter Cup was good. That form stacks up well. I think 1800 probably suits him that little bit better, if anything, and there's good speed in the race. Gee, Sadaka's going well. He's just a transformed horse the way he's going at the moment. I think they're keeping it simple, using the lightweight, running him along in front, and he'll give a good sight again. Articus, I'm very wary of him, and as I said, closer to the race, could be a lot more confident about him. And 8 Showa Star. I think this is as far as he wants, but next best. 10, 6, 1, and 8.
Yeah, I'll go for another one here. Number 9, Harada Full, who off to a trial really well going into Bendigo, came out buck jumping there and took no part. Good closing second last time, should be ready to win. Gets the claim here for Ben Thompson. I'm hoping it can park about fifth inside. Just follow that good speed. Sadaka will set through and run on strongly late to beat number 10, War Legend. Better suited 1800 metres, going well, got no weight and gets a great run. One Articus, the best horse, whether it needs one more run, Jaquiri. And 6 Sadaka, who's just flying and will go to the front and take plenty of catching again. 9, 10, 1 and 6.
Matt Hill, of course, calling all the action there today. He likes 6 on top to be 10, 4 and 1. 6, 10, 4 and 1. To race number 2 at Flemington, Purple Smile for Jordan Childs. It's a $26 chance at tab. Moosadale at $6.50. The Little Engine, $2.40. Lux at 5. Refectory at $6.50. 6 Sea Line Woman at 7. Wells at 21, Unique Assassin 16, and number 10, Valhalla Princess, a $35 chance. Did a Little Engine started on Wednesday at 3.20. It's now at 2.40. We've had a scratching, but obviously has had good support here for Danny O'Brien. Mark in race 2.
Yeah, I'm going to go number 2, Andrew, Moogedale. I don't think there's a whole lot between 2 and 3 as horses. I think Moogedale is much better value. It was a terrific win last start. It should stroll to the front here. and basically get a picnic in front with no pressure, and I just think at the odds it'll take a heap of running down. To beat number three, The Little Engine, getting in short now, got an awkward gate. He can certainly win, but I couldn't take the shorts. Four, Luke, As Long As the Rain Doesn't Come, has got a chance. And maybe fourth pick, number five, Refectory. But I think the race is between two and three. I'll go two, three, four, and five.
I'm going to go with The Little Engine. I think he's well enough found in the market, though. He's running well. He's got a good record this track and distance. He has, you know, he won the Lavazza at 2800 here to beat Luke, who I just think the dry track will suit, and he can improve. I thought he was ticking over pretty well. Even his last run was quite good. He's been a long way, but he wasn't at his best on the soft ground. Mujadar was a really good winner of the Hometown Cup last start. Whether he just had that freshen up and that really big run off the Adelaide Cup into the Stawell Cup, and whether he can repeat that. But he is a winner of two of three at this distance, a Bagot and a Lavazza to his credit at this distance. And Seven Wells, who bobs up in one of these races nearly every year on his way through to jumping, and with 52.5 on his back, could be an improver. Three, four, two, and seven.
Three's also the fancy here for Matt Hill, three to beat 6-2 and 4. 3-6-2 and 4 in race 2. To race 3, the far lap plate over the 1100, and the market's here. Number 1, Freeze Over at $3.50. I'll Have a Bet at $5.50. Hot Girl Wanted at 11. Black and Tan 21. Amma Striker at 16. Tusker Brook at 18. Number 8, Booker at $7.50. 9, El Ganag, $7. El Zani, number 10, at 15. Fern at 31. Miss Skeptical at 31. And River Jewel, number 13, is at $10. And down the bottom, 16, Vivendi, is at 18. It's gone 21 into 18 in the last call that we've had through. It's been pretty constant here. Freeze Over, Dean. Open 350 Wednesday. It's at that price now in race 3.
Yeah, if she's back in the form of what she did at Sandown, she'll be hard to beat. Pulled up with issues last start, tied up after the race, and suggestion of slight shin soreness. So those are the little worries with her. I'll Have a Bit resumes, trial quite well recently, formed through Limestone and Jukebox, is solid, and I thought would run well, but there's a lot of unknowns here, all hard to line up. I've seen them all, but get two from one. Nine, El Ganya, was quite a good trial recently at Cranbourne. It was on wet ground, but it did go very well. And 13, River Jewel, I thought didn't trial too badly running through the line late at Flemington. But yeah, a bit of a look and learn race for me, Andrew. 2-1-9 and 13.
Yeah, tough race, and you throw in the inside or outside complication here. I'm going with a couple of trialers. I thought number 8, Booker, trialled really well at Flemington. It showed speed, looked to have a stack left. It has drawn down near the rail. Should park somewhere near the front to beat number 9, El Gagne, who's got terrific speed. I thought Eden Freeze Over would lead out wide, and I think it'll give you a great sight. I thought 5, Amma Striker, wasn't hopeless, should have won on debut. And 1, Freeze Over, terrific winning debut. That form would probably win this, but did have troubles, but was pretty plain in Adelaide. Has to bounce back from that. 8, 9, 5, and 1.
Matt Hill likes number 1, Freeze Over, for John Sadler to beat 8, 5 and 4, 1, 8, 5 and 4 in race number 3. To race 4 here at Flemington today, and this is the Comedy King over the 1400. The prices, number 1, Rock for the Ladies at tab.com.au, fixed odds currently $11. Tahitsi at $7, how do you pronounce it, Dean?
Shahitsi.
Shahitsi at $7.50. Kayania at 23, Nevis at 23. My fat fingers have now displaced a bet on that horse as well, Dean.
How are they going, those bets?
You better have it to leaders track, Hoss.
Yeah, no, exactly. I've got to get a bigger phone. That's what my issue is, or lose some weight. Number 5, Here to There at $9. Coldstone at 31. Inspector at $9. The New Boy at 11. Pure Pride, back from Sydney for Murray Johnson, number 10, at $2.50. 12, Give Us a Go at 11. And 13, Orient Line at 12. So Pure Pride open Wednesday at 2.90. There's been a couple of scratchings. It's 2.50 right now. And Jahitsi, number 2, has been 9 into 7.50. Can Murray's horse break through here, Mark, in race 4?
Well, if it produces its best, it will win. I'm just not sure where it's at, Andrew. I think it's an open race. I'm going for number 5, Here to There, who last time in Adelaide took a sit, got held up for a little while, got through and won well. I think the scratching here of Deja Blue can see Here to There slot into the 1-1. It's got the claim. It's a good, tough horse when it's in form, and I think it can run well. 10 Pure Pride. Look, it's the best horse in the race. First two runs back on dry were okay, maybe a touch below its best. Obviously didn't handle the heavy last time and in the wrong part of the track, but I think today will tell us where it's at. 13 Orient Line, always running on, has got some hope. And number 3 Kenyanna, got a pretty ordinary report on radio from the trainer there, but I thought if she could find her best form, she has trialled okay, she'd be somewhere in the mix. Tough race, 5, 10, 13 and 3.
I liked Shahitzi here. I thought it was a terrific run at Caulfield. Looked as though that run would improve it. Rode a very fast speed and only just gave in late. I think fitter. I think it'll give a great sight. Pure Pride can probably win if the brakes go her way. That run against the pattern was terrific here. Two starts back and then last start in the worst ground at in Sydney, but does have to come off that heavy track run. Rock for the Ladies is another one that looked really well in the yard, but a run short at Caulfield. I think Fitter could improve, and Inspector had everything against him last start. Too much weight, wet track, all of a sudden he's down to 53.5 on a dry track. He could improve sharply, but a very open race. 2, 10, 1 and 8.
Box numbers for Matt Hill. He likes 2 to be 10, 8 and 1. 2, 10, 8 and 1. I want to talk about Darren Weir, and I'll do that at the end, just about what the remarkable week he's had, and talk about just the stables that he's got. But we'll do that towards the end. I only mention it there because Marky wasn't too keen on the 3 when he was on Melbourne radio there, was he?
He gave one word, Andrew, and that word was no.
Okay, all right. Well, we appreciate that information. We move to race 5. Savageu number 1 is at $8.50. 2 Overstep at $4.20. 3 Mandy at $15. 4 Sneakers at $11. 6 Summer Glen at $9. 7 Divine Quality at $2.50. Sprung Dancing at $26. Font Magica at 10, Sally Brook at 21, and the bottom two, 12 and 13, both at $41. So up the top here, Overstep open 4, it's now at 420. There was one I wanted to mention there that had been back. Divine Quality open 360 with a couple of scratchings, 250 right now. Dean, in race 5.
Yeah, I like Divine Quality, Andrew. I think she's a pretty smart filly. That was a very good win on debut. She ran fast time, and certainly going to back that up. She's going to be hard to beat. Overstep had a luckless run last start in a stronger race. I think she can improve. Summer Glen, I think the key to her is being fresh. So she's first up with a chance, trialled nicely, and 9 Font Magica next best. But, yeah, I'm very keen on Divine Quality. I just think she's probably short enough now, 7, 2, 6 and 9.
Yeah, number 7 for me too, Divine Quality. It ran good time. It's at 3 wide. It was always going to win first up. It won easily and can certainly take the next step up here to beat number 2 Overstep. No luck last time, but now it has to run 1,200 down the straight from the inside gate. That's its obstacle. Won at big odds that might run a place here. Number 13 Silver Pathfinder. Always liked this horse. Ran a good race fresh. And then number 4 Sneakers, who was a good win first up. 7, 2, 13 and 4.
Matt Hill here likes the 2 Overstep to beat 7, 6 and 9. 2, 7, 6 and 9 for Matt Hill, who's doing a fine job, Dean. He's jumped in there and he's really thriving from the very start of his new role.
Yep, no, he's going beautifully. As you'd imagine, he's a pro, yep. And he's getting the job done.
Yeah, he is. Let's move to race 6 over the 2,000 metres with Tab Fixed Odds. Number 1, Yulong Baby is at 19. Securius number 2 at $2.50. Zar Sorceress at $2.50, down to 4 Monogram at $11, 5 Maruda Miss at $10, 6 Hot Ruby at $4.60, number 7 Powderworks at $16, 9 Savannah Moon at $7.50, and the best of the rest is 13 Shenandoah at $15. So at the moment, Zar Sorceress number 2, open $2.50. Got to 245 at one stage there, but now 250, Mark, in race number 6.
I don't want to take the short odds. Also, I do think it's either the Sorceress or I don't know. It's been thwarted by those wet tracks at last couple, so I wouldn't want the rain to come. Its run on the dry there a few runs ago was outstanding. Got the claim for Ben Allen. Should lob into a nice spot and only got a run to its last dry track run, and I think it wins. Going to throw number 1, Yulong Baby, in for second. I might be certainly a run short here, but right through the line was okay. It's a good quality mare for a race like this. 9 Savannah Moon. getting fitter. I think it's today where it can roll forward, get up the front and try and dominate the race. And fourth pick, number five, Marauder Miss, just looking for something that might improve in the race. And I thought Marauder Miss wasn't hopeless first up. 2, 1, 9, and 5.
Yeah, I'm going to go as the Sorceress. I mean, she's a long way into the preparation. That's my only little reservation. But the drier track back to mare's grade, she's very well suited. I think Monogram's ready to improve up to her right sort of trip here. I think she's got a chance at each way odds. Savannah Moon hasn't had a lot of luck in recent runs, and she's getting into a trip that suits her. And Marauder Miss had the one run back out to 2,000 metres. Is her best trip, might be next best. But I'll be putting all of them in the quaddie, 2, 4, 9, and 5.
For Matt Hill, he likes the 2 as well to beat 6, 3, and 7. 2, 6, 3, and 7 in race number 6. Sky Racing 1 have rejoined us. We'll recap the boys' tips at the end of our preview for those few races that you've been away. Let's move to race 7, the primacy handicap over the 1,400 metres. An Urban Ruler number 1 is at $14. Capanello 26. Widgey Turf number 3 is at $3.80. Fan Ferron at 10. Gravist at $9. Down to number 9, Just High for Luton at $4.20. 10 Soho Ruby at $9. A Missed Opportunity number 12 is at $15. And they are the main ones in the market. Widgey Turf, 360 to 350, currently 380 in this race, Dean, race 7.
Andrew, I'm going to go with Just Highfalutin here. Wouldn't want an on-pace bias because she's going to have to go back from the draw, but gee, I think she's a good filly. Two wins were good. Her last run, I think, was even better in defeat. She really hit the line well. And with her, Widgey Turf was a good run last week. He's on a quick backup second up, unusual for Patrick Payne, but he must think the horse has had a good week, and he had a luckless run first up. 6 Zam Zam, bit of a crossroads for her, but I didn't mind her first up run for a 1,400 if she can run the trip. And Soho Ruby chased a good filly in Petition last start. Maybe the soft track's her go, and that's why she ran so well, but she seems to be pretty consistent in this grade. 9, 3, 6 and 10.
Yeah, number 3, Widgey Turf for me. It is on the quick backup, but I think Patrick seems to know his horses pretty well doing that sort of thing. So ran well first up, 1,400 metres suits, and only got to be fit enough to win at the 1,400 to run very well. To beat number 8, Atlantic Express, I thought was a terrific value chance. It's got similar form lines last campaign to Widgey Turf. It didn't have much luck last time. A 10, Soho Ruby, certainly was aided by that rain last start. It can run well. And 9, Just Highfalutin is a nice horse. Is still learning its caper. 3, 8, 10, and 9.
Matt Hill likes the 3 Widgey Turf as well to be 10, 14, and 5. 3, 10, 14, and 5. Just Highfalutin work with O'Malley, who comes into the next race on Tuesday. And EJ, the trainer, said it, all the reports were pretty positive. They'd like a little bit of rain, wouldn't they, Dean, with O'Malley in this race coming up?
No doubt, Andrew. That's his
go. We'll monitor that as we go. Under the Louvre in this race is at $9. With Tab fixed odds. Malibu Style, over from Perth and earning some good prize money, $4.60. 5 Crystal Dreamer at $4.80. 6 Sir Bible at $19, along with 8 Le Bon Sir also at $19. 9 O'Malley at $7.50. Gun Case at $12. Bull Pit $14. And down the bottom, 15 Nasdex at $13. Rewarding Effort at $12. And Snappy is Supreme is at $41. So they're the markets there. Malibu Style, it opened $9, Mark, on Wednesday. It's now $4.60.
It's got a great chance, Sue. Look, I reckon this is the best value chance for the day here, number 16, Rewarding Effort. It's going to need every step of the 1,000 metres, but it flies fresh. It was a fantastic trialer recently at Cranbourne. Any rain that came would be a bonus. I think it's drawn to get out and follow some pretty good horses into the race there out wide. And 52.5, it should charge late to beat number 2, Malibu Style. Terrific first up, terrific second up. It's got a great hope. 5, Crystal Dreamer, back down the straight, is racing well. And 9, O'Malley, ran on okay first up and certainly would like some rain. 16, 2, 5 and 9.
Yeah, I'm going with Crystal Dreamer. I'm going with the Crystal Dreamer Malibu Style form. They've both been very competitive in the past two meetings, and I don't think there's a lot between them again. 5 from 2. 4, Hussein Eagle, bit of a chance down the straight. He has lost his way a bit, but down the straight he can be effective. And 16, Rewarding Effort, certainly got a great chance. It'll be short of his best trip, but he's trialled up well and he'll be strong late. 5-2, 4-16. A bit soft, Andrew. You didn't go with the trainer's name of O'Malley, just EJ.
No, I've been struggling with some horses' names. I didn't have the guts, Dean. I haven't got the confidence.
Jasifovic.
Enver Jastakovic.
No, Jasifovic.
Jasifovic.
That's it.
Fovic, okay. EJ, as we call him.
Correct.
That's his nickname. In the eighth race, Matt Hill likes 5 to beat 9, 10 and 12. 5, 9, 10 and 12 in race 8. It's just what a couple of days of Wagga does to you, Dean. It's hard to keep rebounding. Let's move to the last, the true version at 5 o'clock. Elite Tiger for Jordan Childs, number 1, is at $7. 3 Cap Set at $6. 5 Amarella at $9. 6 Aurum Spirit at $15. 7 Stegler at $4.80, 9 Scapa Cove at $19, 12 Irish Optimism at $11, 14 Kansas Sunflower $13, and 16 Storms are Brewing. It's been a mover. Open 7 at Tab Fixed Odds Wednesday. It's now at $5 here. Dean, in the last.
Andrew, I really like Stegler here. I thought he ran really well first up at Ballarat. The last bit of his race, he was just charging through the line, that form last time in. Even when he went to Sydney, he ran third to Fabrizio. It's good form. I think he'll run really well to beat 16. Storms are Brewing, who is a hard horse to ride because she can over-race, so they've got to get cover. She'll have to go back from the draw, but look for her to be powering late. 5 Amarella is pretty reliable in this sort of grade, and a better track today will suit her. And maybe 3 Cap Set, the leader next best. But 7, 16 and perhaps 5 for the quality for me. Andrew, 7, 16, 5, 3.
Got the same four numbers, just a different order. I'll go number 16, Storms of Brewing, who was just an absolute tragedy beaten at Sandown. Couldn't get clear at the right time. Just roared through a gap late. Draws to be probably near enough to last, so hopefully he can run on here. 52.5, it should rocket late to beat number 3 Cap Set. Doesn't want any rain. Looks to get a fairly comfortable lead up the front, I thought. 5 Amarella, close to a win this grade. And 7 Stegler, who was good first up and very strong late. 16, 3, 5 and 7.
Matt Hill likes 7 Stegler in the last to beat 16, 1 and 3. 7, 16, 1 and 3 in the last for Matt. That's one of his best bets of the day, Stegler. Mark, how are you going to play today?
Hoss, I think I'm going to go my best each way. Race 8, number 16, Rewarding Effort. And my best for the day, race 9, number 16, Storms are Brewing.
Okay, so each way, race 8, number 16, and then race 9, number 16. Mate, have you had a look at Adelaide?
I've had a pickle through Adelaide, and I thought that Canedna would be very hard to beat. Nothing clever in the Oaks.
Yep.
And no, I haven't really got anything intelligent to contribute, Andrew. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No problem at all. Mark, good luck today. Hope it's a good day for you.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there looking at Flemington. Dean, how do you play this meeting in Melbourne?
She's got into short enough, Andrew, but race 5, number 7, Divine Quality. And I like it each way in the last, Stegler, race 9, number 7.
Each way, race 9, number 7, the best, race 5, number 7. How are you looking at Adelaide, those or any of the races, Dean?
Adelaide, Andrew, I thought best value there, and it was in the Queen of the South, race 5, Lopartiga, race 5, number 11. She's back to her right form, and she's good odds there, about $8. Race 5, Lopartiga, the Oaks.
Yep.
I like Toffee Nose here. I like that she's had the run at 2,000 metres and she beat the older horses last start. Back to her own age group here. Canedna's obviously the danger, but I'd much rather back Toffee Nose each way, I think, there. And the Sangster is a lottery, really.
Gee, it's a good race, isn't it?
It's a fantastic race. I'm going to back 2 at double figure odds on their Egyptian Symbol, who I just hope they ride quiet and let her run home on the big track. And now or later, first run for Robert Smurden. The import looks to have trialled up quite well and just don't think she'll be there to be making up the numbers.
No, it's unusual. There's been a bit of press, a couple of articles on Rob. So tell us a little bit about the trials of Now or Later.
The trials have been good. They haven't been exceptional, but Robert wouldn't, there's no need to rush her straight across there unless he thought she was ready to go. There's a stakes races most weeks in Melbourne for the sprinters, so he must think she's going pretty well, and that's the part that interests me, because for Qatar Bloodstock, he wouldn't want her to be sort of running right down the track.
No, exactly. And just on Egyptian Symbol, The boys this morning, Jack Bruce from the Bjorn Baker stable said, we'll ride with a sit today.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, so that's the plan. I just wanted to mention Darren Weir. It's been an unbelievable week, Dean, with what he achieved, the whole stable there at Warrnambool. How in the hell does he do it all with his team?
No, I've watched and I learned. He's sort of, and I mean, most of the stables have got to this sort of development stage. He's like the CEO. He's the overseer. You watch him on race day, he's got one of his loyal owners, sort of part-time worker, and John Cox, who does the saddling up with a couple of the other girls. Then there's Darren Murphy and Peter Ellis doing the tactics and the track walking. There's Jeremy Rogers, the stable manager, who manages the owners. And then as the jockey's about to get on, Darren just puts the finishing touch on there. That's the race day experience. Mm. But what goes on behind the scenes is remarkable. And, you know, I've got a couple of horses there, and the communication's amazing. You don't think you're part of a big team. You think you're part of quite an intimate team, really, because you get fantastic service. And he's a remarkable man. And it was such a blur watching the week go by, but then you sit back and you look and you go, he won nearly half the races.
Yeah. Look, I know he had a lot of horses, but, mate, fair dinkum, they just kept coming.
Yeah, they certainly did, and they found the right lanes of the track, and that's where they've got the track walkers that work for them, and all those sort of, all the little elements, and you just see every year, and I've known Darren for about 20 years, and his mission has been to just get a bit better every year, whether it be the stables are better, the quality of the horses, everything, and it's just coming together. And like, he broke his own Commonwealth record this week. We're in May. I mean, he's going to have more than 365 winners for the year, which means he's going to have more than a winner a day, and that's something else.
Yeah, it's quite staggering, and we'll see it flow through today, and who knows those runners in Adelaide that you mentioned. Good on you, Dean. We'll look forward to you hearing you on Sky Sports Radio through the day, and of course on Monday morning for Punters Postmortem.
Good on you, Andrew. Thank you.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester there. Now, for Sky Racing 1, they snuck away there for a harness race in New Zealand, so we're just going to bring you the tips from the boys for races 2 through 6 when you are away, if you are watching Sky Racing 1. So back at race 2 at Flemington, Dean Lester went 3 to beat 4, 2 and 7. Mark Hunter went 2 ahead of 3, 4 and 5. And Matt Hill was 3, 6, 2 and 4. In race 3, Dean Lester at Flemington went 2 ahead of 1, 9 and 13. Mark Hunter was 8, 9, 5 and 1. And for Matt Hill, it was 1 ahead of 8, 5 and 4. In race 4, Dean Lester liked 2 to be 10, 1 and 8, 2, 10, 1, 8. Mark Hunter went the 5 to be 10, 13 and 3, 5, 10, 13 and 3. And for Matt Hill, it was 2 to be 10, 8 and 1. In race 5, Dean Lester likes 7 Divine Quality to be 2, 6 and 9, 7, 2, 6, 9. Mark Hunter went 7, 2, 13 and 4, 7, 2, 13 and 4. And Matt Hill was 2 to beat 7, 6 and 9. And in race 16, Lester liked 2 to beat 4, 9 and 5. Mark Hunter 2, 1, 9 and 5. And for Matt Hill, it was 2, 6, 3 and 7. And you copped the rest when you were with us. So that brings you up to date with all of those Flemington tips for the meeting in Melbourne. Maybe a few showers from around 11 o'clock. We'll keep an eye on that on the different services through the afternoon. We'll take a break. Sky Racing 1 have got another race coming up. For radio, we'll be very shortly previewing the program at the Gold Coast.
Pressure. It's something that most of us don't like to be under. In fact, it often causes confusion and mistakes. As a professional athlete, it's something that I've had to get used to. Yet people think it's okay to put heaps of pressure on kids to perform when they're playing sport. It may seem harmless enough, but constant calling out instructions from the sideline and telling kids what to do can be a real downer. I'm Sam Thaiday from the Brisbane Broncos, and it's time to let kids be kids and enjoy their sport. Google Play by the Rules to find out more.
Your business can secure some extra stock at a great price, but the banks say no.
You want it in time for a peak sales period, yet they still say no.
You need funds before the deal disappears, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house. And you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit OnDeck. bankswithondeck.com.au.
Ondeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. Ondeck partners with MYOB.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $185,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today. And an $85,000 projected first four pool on the ladies' bracelet at Wentworth Park tonight. And now you can prepare for the punt, watch racing live and relive the action with the TAB app. Download the TAB app or visit tab.com.au. TAB, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It's the Southern Hemisphere's number one breeding stock sale, the Magic Millions National Weanling Sale, May 25 and 26 on the Gold Coast. Over 550 lots, buy a record 95 individual sires, including 19 exciting first season stallions. Graduates of the sale include Group 1 stars Piero, Zoostar and Peggy Jean. Catalogue at magicmillions.com.au. The Magic Millions National Weanling Sale on the Gold Coast. The future is here.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $185,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, yeah, Sky Racing 1 has left us for the morning. They've gone for races, so our loyal audience continues to get all the racing previews on Sky Sports Radio. We move to the Gold Coast. They've had a little bit of rain back at track work time, around 2 millimetres. Josh Fleming may be there when we talk to him in a tick, but at the moment a good four. The scratchings, race 1 take out 9 and 11. Race 2 take out 8, 11 and 12. Courts of King, a late one on Vets at 11 minutes past 8. So out of the second, 8, 11 and 12, a late one. The third is clear, race 4 take out 4. Then the emergency, 16, 17 and 18. Race 5, number 6. Race 6, take out 6, 9 and 13. Race 7, 8 and 9. And the last, race 8, take out 4, 6 and 17. Josh Fleming is filling in for Bernadette Cooper, who's not feeling the best. Morning to you, Josh.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Have you made it to the Gold Coast?
Yeah, well and truly. Made it last night.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. You went straight from your other meeting. What's the weather like, mate?
Look, it is clearing here, Andrew. You spoke about some light rain. There was a little bit of light rain on the drive over last night. Ian Brown, the chairman of Stewards here, did report exactly what you just reported, about 2 to 3 mil, which I think they were looking for. Actually, the track might have even been a little bit too firm at around about that good 3, so that look, the 2 or 3 mil just puts us back into that good 4, which it was put out as to this morning, and the track should be absolutely ideal for a great day's racing, Andrew. Basically 7 feature races if you include the Bat of the Hell, so it's a great day.
Yeah, it certainly is, and let's start with the Bat of the Hell, race 1 at 11.50, Hidden Pearl with Tab Fixed Odds number 1 at 2.60, 2 Prompt Return at $3.10, 5 Highly Geared at $7.50. Josh, in race 1.
Look, on with the local galloper, Andrew, number 2, Prompt Return from the strong Toby Edmonds stable and Jeff Lloyd for Wright. This is his go, I think, 900 metres fresh. He's got a good record first up. He's undefeated at the 900 metres. Stack of speed, as you would expect over 900 metres here. They'll be going ballistic in front. Now, I think he's the one that might just be able to settle off the speed and get home over the top and win number 2. Hidden Pearl's a wonderful mare. She's another one who flies fresh. She's had 5 runs first up for 4 wins, and she's the obvious danger. 5 Highly Geared, the mare up from Canberra, trained by Gary Kirkup. She won the Tamarina there on Black Opal Day first up, and then didn't begin well the other day and finished only 3.3 behind the very smart Nieta. She's well drawn. Michael Carl is on board. And number 7 for 4, Charcoal Melody, Andrew. She's up in grey, but she's been flying at the country fixtures lately, Yipoon, Dolby and Mackay, but she does drop 7 kilos here. And I've got her in for 4th, number 7. But on with Prompt Return on the first, 2.157.
Race 2 is over the 1,200 metres. Irish Constabulary is the fixed odds favourite, number 2 at $3.20. Londa Hero at $4.80. And then number 5, High Iron, back at $6.50. But can the Simons Laxon horse break through today, second up?
I think it can, Andrew, and he's a very smart horse, Irish Constabulary. He's lightly raced. He's an 8-year-old that's only had 19 starts. But he ran well first up at Doomben behind Sweet Serendipity. The last time we saw him here on the Gold Coast, he went like a rocket on Magic Millions when he won the Country Cup here. So he ran well first up. He'll have come on from there. His second up record's good. He's well drawn in Scott J. Lloyd. I think he's the way to go. Londa Hero, number one. He won this race last year. He's a back marker, but if he gets a crack at them, look out late. He ran well on the Wheatwood off the bad gate behind Jumbo Prince. Three Sony Legend. He's come back well. He was only 2.5 lengths behind the Smart Tumbler and then met Music Magnet away for Rage in the Victory Stakes last week and was only 4 lengths behind him. So he's come back well for Brian Smith and 5 for 4 high on back as well drawn here. And his last run at the Gold Coast ran well in the gold market behind Upstart Pride 3 runs ago. 2-1-3-5 in race 2.
Race 3 is the Ken Russell Memorial for the 2-year-olds of Group 3. And this morning we had Henry Plumtree on all about the Godolphin news, and he produced this one without any of us asking him. Regent number 3. It's the Tab fixed odds favourite at 460. Stable expecting a very forward showing today. 2 taking aim, the second pick at 480. Dissolution number 7 at 5. And they are the main 3. But what are your thoughts in the Kenny Russell?
Oh, I'm putting the Queensland cap on here, Andrew. I'm with number 12, Initialised, the filly of Paul Duncan's from the Sunshine Coast. She's flying, this filly. She tried like a bomb, and then she romped in up at the Sunshine Coast. And that was only in a maiden, but, gee, she was impressive. And you look at horses like Regent and Risen, a lot of respect for them coming up from Sydney, but they've only won maidens themselves. And Initialised was just so impressed with her the other day. She's well drawn, and I see there has been some early support for her as well. So number 12 on top of 7 Dissolution. They thought highly enough of him to debut in the kindergarten, but he struck a heavy track. He went fair there behind Property, dry track hit today, and the step of 1,200 metres I think will suit him as well. 2 taking aim, gets gate 1 against Hugh Bowman. First up since the Blue Diamond, only beaten 5 lengths there behind Catchy. And 3 Regent, only won a midweek maiden at Canterbury. He was very impressive. Interesting, he started $12 that day. There was no support for him, but he was impressive. And remember last year, this race, a Godolphin horse ran favourite and was very unlucky not to have won it. But I'm with the Sunshine Coast to filly Initialise in race 3, 12.723.
Initialise is currently at $8 with Tab fixed odds. Let's move to race 4, the Gold Coast Bracelet. Chris Wallace Stable's got Dawnwall up there, number 3. It's the fixed odds favourite at 370. The local train, Candica, number 1 for Brisbane trainer Steve O'Day at 390. Invincibella, number 2, is at 480. Then out to 5, Savan and the Pinnacle, both at 950. Josh?
Andrew, the barrier draw is waving towards Invincibella. She's had 2 runs back in Group 3 grade at 1,200 and 1,400 metres. I think the step third up to 1,800 off the good gate is going to be good for her. And she's going to get back into the winner's stall, I think, today off the good gate. So 2 on top. To beat 3 Dawnwall, look, she's good enough to start Nelly favourite in the Group 1 Vinery, and she struck the wet track there. She was fair behind Montoya's Secret. Very impressive winning 2 runs ago in the Kembla Grange, a classic there. She does have to overcome the awkward barrier draw, though, but a lot of respect for her, number 3. Candica, she's got 8.17 today. She got favours the other day, Doomben off the inside gate, where she never went round a horse. So it's a little bit harder for her from an awkward gate. I reckon Damien Brown's going to be going forward on her, number 1, and she'll be up there. And the one thing the gate 17 will do is you'll get a better price about him. And 9, the local filly Fella, she's only won a maiden at Doomben 2 runs ago, but then she went to the Adrian Knox and ran 3rd there behind Waking Moment. If she can back up that run, she's well in the mix here as well. But a good race for the Oaksbound fillies in the bracelet. But from the better gate on with Invincibella, number 2. She's 14 to 1,800 metres, but she does have Chris Waller in her corner, and she's out of a Galileo mare, so I think she'll run the trip fine.
So those numbers 2, 3, 1, and...
9, 4.
9, OK. That's 2, it. 3, 1, and 9. Race 5, the Prime Minister's Cup, a race worth 100,000 to Religify, again for the Waller Stable and Hugh Bowman, 340, just favourite, over 3 Federal at 350, Siegfried at 5, they absolutely dominated, those 3 in the Tab fixed odds market.
Yes, and deservedly so, Andrew. Look, I'm with Siegfried. I'm sticking with the local galloper, Lloyd and Edmonds. He's absolutely flying this horse. He's carrying like a dead set rocket. He was impressive the other day. Admittedly, he did have gate 1 and some favours, but he put them away. He was very impressive. He ran well on the Wheatwood. His win at Doomben 3 runs ago was unbelievable. He drew the bad gate. He was wide. He worked and worked and worked. And he was still too good. He's just going too well for me not to have him on top. Number 4, Siegfried on his own dunghill. Number 2, Religify's got a terrific record fresh. He looks a logical danger here off the good gate for Hugh Bowman. Federal number 3, he's got to overcome barrier 12. It doesn't look that good on paper. I guess we'll see how the patterns play during the course of the day, but he struck a wet track there in the hallmark first up behind Red Cell. A dry surface will be to his biking today. And one for fourth, Addictive Habit, the Kiwi, first up since January. Now, that was in a Group 1 race over there in New Zealand. That's January last year, January 2016, so I haven't seen him for quite some time, Addictive Habit. But he is a winner here at the Gold Coast and a good horse, so interesting to see him back as 111 races, Addictive Habit. So he's certainly no slouch. 4-2-3-1 for mine in the Prime Minister's Cup.
Race 6, oh gee, I like this race. I love it, the Silk Stocking. So many good hopes here, isn't there? No, definitely not. Come on, Josh. Number one, Nancy, is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $4 for Snowden and Bowman, who could have a real good day today. Elegant Composure's back at the track, number five at $5.50. 8 Girls Sunday, it was scratched from Sydney to run up there for Gerald Ryan at $8.50. Soul for Song at $9. Nudie Rudy at $9.50. Madotti's there at $10. Savaro at $12. Really good race, the Silk Stocking, Josh.
Indeed it is, Andrew. Look, on with Elegant Composure here for Chris Anderson, Larry Cassidy. 3-for-3 first up, 4 wins from 5 at 1,200 metres. First up last campaign over 1,200 metres, she was very impressive there at Eagle Farm. She lowered the colours of Private Secretary, of course, then went on to win the Rich Mayor's race here on Magic Millions Day, number 5, Elegant Composure. I think she'll take no end of beating here. I've got her on top of number 1, Nancy, who's had 3 runs back from a spell, and they've all been good. She's been placed at Group 3 level on a couple of occasions this campaign, so she's racing well, and she's got the good gate for Hugh Bowman. She's the danger. Soul for Song, she's got 16 gate, but that won't worry her. She'll be straight out the back and look out late. She's only beaten 4 lengths in the Coolmore behind Heavens Above. I remember the Guineas here this time last year, Andrew. She missed the start. She was about 4 lengths last at one point, and she flew home out of nowhere to run second. She's got a big finish on her, Soul for Song. They won't want to be stopping late, the ones in front, and 2, Savaro for fourth off the good gate for Corey Brown. 5-1-4-2 for mine in the Silk Stocking.
Yeah, like it. Hollandale, race 7 at 1,800 metres. Godolphin have got the favourite here, number 1. It's somewhat at 2.60. McQueary at 5.50, number 4. 3 cents of occasion in the middle of those at 6. 11 single gaze off its win up there a couple of weeks ago. It's at 7. And Preferment comes back to the races today at $10 on a much-wanted dry track at this stage.
Yeah, look, Andrew, I can't get away from the favourites here. I've gone market order. Sorry, punters, 1, 4, 3, 11. Hard to go past him. It's somewhat. Look, he's 2 runs back from us fairly. Won the Ajax there, and then he went to the Doncaster, and he ran them ragged and won that race. He's meeting horses like McCreary and Sense of Occasion better at the weights as well for beating them home. He ran well in the race last year. He covered ground and didn't have that much luck. Go back 5 runs ago, he ran third behind a mare called Winks, only beat 4 lengths there. So I think he's clear top pick number 1. It's somewhat off the good gate. He's obviously going to go forward and put himself there, and Ty Anglin riding really well. 4 for 2nd, McCreary, Group 1 form around him as well. He ran well in the All Age behind Savachi, but finished a fair way behind It Somewhat in the Doncaster. Sense of Occasion coming out of the Doncaster as well. He then went to the Queen Elizabeth and ran third behind the Freak Winks. And 11 single gaze, a bit harder for her today, but she was so impressive there at Doomben the other day, and I'm not entirely ruling her out either. But hard to get away from the favourites, I think, there. I'm keen on It Somewhat, 1-4-3-11 in the Hollandale.
And another beauty to finish with is the Gold Coast Guineas at 4.16 this afternoon. Over from New Zealand right now, we've got joint favourites. From New Zealand, Heroic Valor is at 6.50, along with the returning Savannah Amore, who ran so well in Melbourne during the autumn. Attention, number 1 at $7, along with 8 I Thought So. They scratched it from Sydney to run there. River Racer, number 13, currently $7.50. And Teresa, number 3, is at $9.50. Gee, this is another good betting race, Josh.
Yeah, it's a wonderful race, Andrew. There's some smart ones here that we haven't been able to squeeze into the selections. Look, I'm with Heroic Valor. He looks like he's very, very good, this colt. He ran 4th. Back in February, the last time we saw him at the Group 1 level at Tarapa behind Start Wondering. I look at a race going back to November last year, Andrew, at Group 1 level. He ran 3rd behind Hugo Foscolo. Hugo Foscolo was very, very heavily back there in Sydney to beat horses like Le Romain and Chautauqua. Granted, he failed on a wet track, but look, the writing was on the wall there. He's undefeated at 1,200 metres. He flies fresh. Any luck from the bad gate, he's going to be very hard to beat, number 2. I've got him on top in a tough race to beat Testiera, who's well drawn, ran well behind Gibraltar Girl. 3 runs ago, was only 4 lengths behind Hay Doc. 1 for third attention. Never won fresh up, but first up last campaign was at Wade Parade in the Expressway behind Music Magnate. Two runs ago, he was less than a length behind Blackheart Bart. So any luck, he'll be hard to beat. And 11, Savannah Amore, I thought she was the pick of the locals here, the Queenslanders. She's got a good record fresh, and Andrew spoke about her form in Melbourne. She won the Angus Armand Asco there at Group 2 level at Caulfield earlier this year in the autumn. So great race to guineas, but I've got the Kiwi just on top for Heroic Valor, 2, 3, 1 and 11. I'll mark them there.
Righto. What's the standout bet?
It's somewhat race 7, number 1. I think he wins the Holiday.
Righto, race 7, number 1. Well, thanks, mate. Thanks for jumping in with Bernie not feeling the best. We'll hear your calls right through the day.
Yeah, hopefully she feels better, Vern. I spoke to her on the phone earlier this morning, and she was a little bit worse for wear. So, yeah, hopefully she bounces back for the 10,000 next week.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, mate. Josh Fleming calling all the racing today at the Gold Coast. Let's move to Newcastle. It's a soft five with the prospect of getting an upgrade with the beautiful weather we've got. Very much light on for scratchings. Race 1, take out 3, 4 and 9. Race 2, number 1. Races 3 and 4 are clear. And the last of the scratchings, race 5, take out 2, 8, 15 and 16. And Gary Harley, good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Beautiful day here in Newcastle. Blue sky everywhere. I don't think there's much doubt, mate, that we'll be going to a good 4 pretty early in the day.
Yeah, beautiful out there. Let's go out and enjoy it. In the first race, mate, the two-year-old maiden, One Curdled's the favourite here at 370 over 12 wartime lovers at 480. And good news, Chad Lever, after that lower back injury, he's got some physio and treatment through the week. He's got rides today.
Yeah, he hurt his back. I think it was a Cessnock the other day.
Yeah.
And he went home early, and I think he cost him a winning ride. Good to see him back today. Mate, Curdled is a two-year-old trained by Peter Ravels. Only had the two runs. Both times, well, the first time he missed a kick at Canberra back in November, he settled back third last in the race and made up good ground to get beat ahead. 3 weeks later, he went to Canterbury. He ran third, but he got beat about 5 lengths. But once again, he was back last. Now, he's first up today nice and fresh after trialling okay. It's only 900 metres. His style of racing is to get back, but it's such a long run home here at Newcastle, and he still should have plenty of freshness in his legs. I think he can get over the top of them late, number one, Curdled, and, of course, Newcastle's premier jockey from last season and a mile ahead in the premiership this year, Jeff Penza, is in the saddle. Number seven, Ellie's Encore for Paul Perry. One start for this filly, showed really good speed at Taree, set outside the leader, was only beaten a long head or so. Number 12 is a tip for this wartime lovers, for Chris Waller. He's trialled two trials back at Rose Hill when it was just beaten by membership. Was okay. Put under no pressure at all. And Chad Lever's riding there. And number 2 goal runner for the Snowdens. Best of the others. 1-7, 12 and 2.
1-7, 12 and 2 in the first. Race 2 a Class 1. 3 Hunter Caulfield's the favourite here. 250. Over the 6 for Paul King at 350. But Hunter Caulfield, 250 and very much the clear pick here, Gary.
He'll be hard to beat, but I like this filly of Paul Massara's, number 6, Rosita. She's a schnitzel filly out of Alini Rose, and that makes her a half to the Group 1 winner, Darren Weirhead. Howard be thy name. And Paul Massara, we interviewed him before her debut at Musselbrook when she won. And again, after the race, he watched the race with us. He wasn't that confident. He thought she was a bit underdone. And she was back a mile. She's run about 10th or 11th in a 1400 over 1280. And she rocketed to the line to get up and win. Now, she goes to 1400 on the big track today. Spoke to Paul yesterday. He won't be there. He's going to the Gold Coast. He's got a two-year-old there in the Ken Russell. But he is very confident, particularly that the track's going to be a 4 or 5. He doesn't want a firm track with this filly. She'll be hard to beat. Only a small field, but she'll be back, I'd imagine. Hunter Caulfield's very close to a win. He was just beaten at Musselbrook the other day by Walk Right In. He only got beat a length first up at Scone in a good stable with David Atkins. He'll run well. Number 5, Munjai for Chris Lees, Place Hope. And number 2, Mudarakam for Chris Waller. 6, 3, 5 and 2.
to race number three at Newcastle this afternoon. And with Tab fixed odds, we've got Godolphin's favourite, Birdsong number three at 240. Six Hit Tight at 460 for Capella Magna at $5.
I thought she was the better of the day, Birdsong. She got very good maiden form in town last time in. She hasn't raced for 3 months, Andrew, but the last run, she ran third, beaten 3 lengths by Dawn Wall in the three-year-old maiden at Canterbury. She was up on the speed all the way, battled on OK, beaten a length and a half, went second at Warwick Farm behind Invisible Gem. Like, seriously, that form is way, way above anything in this race. She's had a nice soft trial recently at Randwick. Good barrier, Jeff Penza. Better the day, number three, Birdsong for Godolphin. Number seven was my second pick in the race, Isla Capri for Chris Wallach. First up, it didn't do a bad job. It was only its second race start on April 20, but it got beat a length and a half after being slow away and getting back in a race won by Hello Beauty. So it's the main threat. Five, Evanice, another one of Godolphin's. It's only had the one run fourth at Kembla. That was way back in October. Had a couple of trials. And number four, Capella Magna, just nailed late at Bathurst the other day. 3, 7, 5, and 4.
To race four, a maiden over the 1,200. Another one for Godolphin here, Palomino, number one, Shorty at $1.80, Tab fixed odds. Write this down, number five, the next one, Gary, at 3.40.
Well, if he returns to racing in the form he was in last time, then he's a good thing, Palomino. Andrew, he hasn't raced for 13 months, but as a two-year-old, he got beat 3.5 in the Sweet Embrace by Scarlet Rain. And then at Randwick, he got beat 2.8 in the Percy Sykes Group 3 behind Miss Rock, and Prompt Response and Sprite run third. Now, he's had two recent trials. The one at Warwick Farm, in the straight, he just kept chasing good when the winner got away, Luminescent. And then he ran fourth, beating a couple of lengths in a recent trial at Warwick Farm behind Golden Road. He did make some ground late. As I said, if he comes back in the form he was in when he last raced, he's cheap. It's a filly, by the way. She should be too good for them. One, Palomino on top. Number five for second. Write this down. Race clean in the middle stages the other day at Wyong at Lead. Still in front in the straight. Only going to beat half a length. Obviously, they're going to go forward again today. She's a threat to the top weight. Number three, Belle Tenure. Another one of those shays. The trials are nothing flash. And very interesting here, Andrew, that the stable rider at the provincials, Jeff Penza, is on, yep, Belle Tenure, and Chad Lever's on Palomino. But I'm not going to let that worry me. One to beat, 5, 3, and 2.
I know you'll get more info through the day, and we'll listen and hear for that later. To race five at Newcastle. Sorry, Gary, what were those numbers?
1, 5, 3, and 2, mate.
Sorry, mate, I forgot to write them down. To race five, the maiden played over the 1850. 12, So Splendid, the favourite here. Another for Chad Lever at 230. Favourite over five, Lucky Tiger at 480.
She's got the form to win, So Splendid. Filly trained by Chris Waller. Another good ride for Chad Lever. This is a maiden plate over 1850. She steps up from 1400. She's a Savabeel filly out of an O'Reilly mare, so the distance, so I wouldn't be too worried about that. Owned by the Chiddicks, actually, the Kiwis. Mate, last start, she only beat half a length at Randwick by Mia Rosa in a 1400 maiden. That day, she collided with another runner at the start. She got back midfield, got across heels in the straight, chased down well, only went down half a length. Two starts back here over 1400 at Newcastle. Got beat a couple of lengths, slow out, back running last, and got badly held up when making ground. She was a bit stiff that day. This should be her race. 12, So Splendid on top. Number five for second. Lucky Tiger for David Payne. Two good city placings lately. Second at Randwick and at Warwick Farm. One of them was over a mile. Number six for third. Smooth Whiskey going okay. For Chris Waller, the run at Warwick Farm and Kembla, not bad. And one, Mount Payshan, another one of Waller's. 12, 5, 6, 1.
Righto, we'll get through these last few here. Race 6, number 6, Thorn in My Side, Gary, just favourite, 4.20 over 5, Charge of Light at 4.60.
Throw it to stumps here with number 4, Nick, on the run. Hasn't won a race for a while. Paul Perry's got him. Not far away in a couple of Newcastle runs lately. Thought he'd be hard to beat. One view on the tail. Been a little bit disappointing, but finds his best form for Jason Deemer. He'll run well. 6, Thorn in My Side, a definite chance. And number 5, Charge of Light. 4.165.
And Nick on the run, currently 5.50. Right now, you can jump on Gary's tip there with tab.com.au. Fixed odds. To race 7, are Fillies and Mares. 2, Moonlight Waltz, the favourite at 3.90. Over 8, Emma Jane at 4.80.
I like Gain Adrian's horse, Emma Jane. She only got beat 2 lengths at Randwick the other day in a 1400. Behind Mia Rosa. Her run before that at Wine, she was 3rd behind White Moss, and it went straight to town and won. Number 2's got a terrific chance, Moonlight Waltz. Won the 900 here the other day. Has been placed at 1200, so I wouldn't worry about that. It's a big danger. Number 6 for 3rd. Long champ last for David Atkins. 1-2 starts back at Scone. And number 9, best of the others. 8, 2, 6 and 9.
And race 8, a benchmark 70. Number 8, Red 9.